The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The last week of the 2021 basketball regular season is upon us, and tonight here in Joe Sims' gym, the Clay County teams play their final District 6A games as they wrap up conference play against the Hoopers from Gordonsville. Matt Walker and his 15-8 Lady Dogs poised for a coin toss to decide their second and third place fate. However, they first have to get past Jake Dillard and the 4-16 Lady Tigers. On the boys' side of the doubleheader, Rob Edwards and the 20-2 Dogs are winners of 13 straight games. And tonight they look to finish off an unblemished league record as they meet Greg Bibb and his 8-10 Tigers, who try to build momentum for the postseason by upsetting the district's finest team. The question tonight is, what will be louder, the Tigers' roar or the Bulldogs' bark?
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show in our 10th and final regular season broadcast of this basketball season. For the sixth time this year, we're high atop the bleachers of Joe Sims' gym, looking down on Rob Edwards' court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll call the play-by-play this evening. Joining us throughout the evening will be former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. For now, as always, I'm joined by the Horizon Sports Network's own Mr. Basketball, Thomas Weaver.
Well, it'll be the only way I'll ever get that title. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate that. Good to be here, as always. This is the way I like it, right here at home. We talked about it last week. But we know the Dogs are going to be here for a while because they've locked up their third straight league title. And the Lady Dogs have got a shot at being here, too. But they need to beat Gorsville tonight to keep pace. And the Dogs, too, they haven't lost to any public school this season, Daniel. And they want to keep it that way against a scrappy Tiger team. Should be a couple of good ones, maybe.
I think so. Coach Edwards earlier had said if you told him that this game, Gordonsville, Tuesday, February the 9th, would be kind of a non-matchup game with them in the lower end of things, he'd have been shocked. Gordonsville has underachieved, but they're a good team on the boys' side.
I think so, too. And we wouldn't be here without our sponsors. We always want to thank them and can't thank them enough for helping us get the word out and cover these games. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks pick up a copy of that week. And up next, as we do in each broadcast, we'll talk about what's in this week's paper in our Delhalla Horizon recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. The headline for the girls read, Lady Dog seating hinges on a coin flip. Story talks about how with a win tonight, a coin toss will be used to break a tie for second between them and Pickett County to who see who gets to host the district tournament semifinal, probably between those two teams. It also detailed Clay County's win over Redbone Springs and a loss to Macon County, where they hung tough with one of Class AA's best teams. Sophomore Bradley Burchett scored over 20 points in both games, while seniors Katie Arms, Reg Kovas, and Hannah Raines all played well on senior night against the Tigerettes. Daniel Burchett getting back to her dominating ways, and these seniors, the way they're playing, it couldn't come at a better time.
It could not. District tournament 1 week away.
The Dogs headline Red Dogs wrap up league title, and the article explained how Clay County remained unbeaten in district play and won their third straight league title early last week before taking down Redbone Springs and Macon County. Grant Strong continued his assault on the rim and maintained his 30-point average, while lone senior Gunner Silk turned it up a notch last week. Widely known for his defense, Silk showed he could flip, could light up the scoreboard too with double figures, capped by a 20-point performance versus Macon County, not to mention Jeff Spivey continuing to play well. Daniel, we saw last week how many options this Bulldog team really has, and that was good to see.
It was. We've got a lot of natural scorers, and if they shut one down, somebody else is there to step up.
Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more about those games in your Delhalla Horizon this week. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus Gordonsville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. We're about 2 minutes away from tip-off of this District 6A girls game. That means it's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, you always start us off. What's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight the Lady Dogs need to build some momentum, not play around with this Gordonsville team and come out and dominate. You know, though they lost, they played pretty well against Macon County and hung with them. They need to build on that and roll through these last two regular season games with this one tonight. They always say you want to be playing your best ball heading into the postseason, don't you, Coach?
That's what I always try to tell my teams. Matter of fact, I told them that we need to step it up and start playing better than we have in the regular season if you want to go anywhere. And I agree with you, though. We need to just take care of business tonight. Down there, you know, we didn't broadcast, but I was there. I think it stayed pretty close there for a little while, like some of our games have, and then we ended up winning by 30, I think. So, yeah, it'd be nice if we could come out here and, you know, just take care of business right off the bat, but we'll see how it goes.
What areas, Coach, do you see in this Lady Dog team you just mentioned? You used to tell your teams, let's start playing better. What areas are there they can improve in?
It's hard to say. You just need to pick up your intensity and, I guess, your want to a lot more. You know, you can't be at that real high level every game during the season. You know, you wish you could, but you just can't do it.
Right.
But in the tournament, you know, when you're not got too many games to play, you need to be on your best. I remember that state championship team. I told them a week or two before the season was over. I said, no, we've got to pick it up, you know, when the tournament gets here. And, you know, luckily we did. We lost a couple games to Jackson County, but, you know, in the final one, you know, we finally got them. So, and we played really good all through the tournaments that year.
Y'all did. Each and every game, that semifinal game, an overtime game,
yeah.
I believe. Just...
But even the games we lost against Jackson, you know, we played good.
Right.
You know, they just played great, you know.
Hopefully this Lady Dog team can do that same thing and intensify their play as we wrap up this regular season. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. The time has run out here on the pregame clock. The voice of the Bulldogs here in Joe Sims Gym, Michael Miller, about to welcome everybody to the facility tonight, and then we'll be playing the national anthem shortly after that. This is the final District 6A regular season contest, and it is between Clay County and Gordonsville. After we have a break here, we'll come back and announce the Subway starting lineups.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to live coverage here on the Horizon Sports Network. It is time to announce the Subway Girls starting lineups for this District 6A contest. First of all, for Gordonsville, their head coach Jake Dillard. Lady Tigers have a 4-16 record on the season, 4-8 in District 6A play. The starters for the Lady Tigers, number 00, Courtney Dillard. Number 15, Olivia Brown. Number 22, Lily Manor. Number 21, Brooklyn Stewart. And number 34, Avery Crawford. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach Matt Walker, fifth season overall, 99 wins to 53 losses. Coach Walker could hit that century mark tonight and get his 100th win. If his team goes out and takes care of business, they have a 15-8 record this season, 10-3 in District 6A play. Those three losses, of course, coming to Pickett and two to Clark Range. Starting for Clay County, a freshman, number 2, Bella Ashlock. A sophomore, number 23, Bradley Burchett. A junior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. A senior, number 20, Rachel Copas. And a senior, number 24, Teddy Arms. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come to enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Looking at the series history from these two squads here of late, they met back on January 25th in Gordonsville. Clay County winning that one 67-33. Clay County has won 11 straight in this series against the Lady Tigers going back to 2015. Coach Walker meeting Gordonsville for the 9th time, 9-0 record against them, meeting them for the 4th time here in Joe Sims Gym. He's 4-0 here at home against Gordonsville. Gordonsville going to be wearing their blue travel jerseys tonight with silver numerals on them trimmed in white. Clay County, the home team, going to be wearing their white home jerseys, black numerals trimmed in gold. It'll take me a moment to learn these Lady Tigers starters. Bear with me as I get used to them. It's going to be Courtney Dillard and Bella Ashlock stepping in. Dillard, pretty tall girl, about the same height as Ashlock, Coach.
Yes, she is. Maybe a tad taller.
A little taller. Clay County going to control the tip. Rachel Copas with it. Right wing works to Eliza Jenkins, top of the key. That pass stolen, though, by Lily Manor. Jenkins takes it right back away from her. Kicks it to Katie Arms, who dribbles off her foot. Now Arms on the ground with the ball. And a jump ball going to be called. Possession arrow going to go to Gordonsville.
That's a ragged start.
Yeah, Gordonsville coming out in a little trap in the corner.
Yeah.
Wasn't to cause
nobody
that first
stepped to her, you know. They stepped right in the pass.
Gordonsville on the inbound play, having the pass stolen. Copas deflected it. Arms picks up the loose ball, works in the corner to Ashlock. Ashlock inside to Jenkins, and she threw that one away. It's taken away by the Lady Tigers. Lily Manor with it, kicks it over to Olivia Brown. Brown swings to Stewart.
Well, we've played 30 seconds. We've had 5 turnovers already.
Similar to the start of that Pickett County game.
Yeah. We threw these away. We had
Clay County back in possession.
Half-court trap.
Copas works across the timeline to Ashlock. Ashlock under pressure. Kicks off to Jenkins. Jenkins can't hold on to it. They must have greased that basketball with butter because nobody can maintain possession.
We threw it to them again. We made 4 passes and 3 of them spent to Gordonsville.
Gordonsville back in possession. A running layup by Olivia Brown. No good. Rebound Katie Arms. Katie with a full head of steam. She's got that looking around going all the way to the hoop. Euro stepping to the basket. Layup no good. Rebound Copas. Jump ball call.
least we got a shot before we threw it to them.
Arrow this time favoring Clay County. Copas inbound. Works into Ashlock. 6 foot jumper good.
That was easy.
Good little touch. Ashlock has on a shot. Lady Tigers on the inbound. Jenkins with another steal. Eliza with it. Top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Goes to Ashlock. Ashlock to arms. Now back to Bella. Out top. Who swings it over to Copas. Good ball movement. Inside to Jenkins. Now Burchett. Right block. Power dribble. Kicks out to arms. 3-point attempt left corner. No good. Kept alive by Rachel Copas. I don't know what Copas did in leading the squad in rebounds in recent games. Ashlock with it. Now gives to Jenkins. Jenkins to arms. Another 3-pointer from left wing. No good. Short off the front of the iron. Foul going to be called on Courtney Dillard. The first of the contest for either squad.
You mentioned Copas. You know, we talked about it. She's just an all-around player. Rebounds and does well from a point guard position with the board she gets.
Burchett on the inbound play. Misses the shot. Got her on rebound. Put back no good, but Riley was fouled. She'll go to the line. We do have freshly updated stats from assistant coach Andrew Meadows. And we see that Burchett on the season, a 73% free throw shooter. She's hit 66 of 91. And she's one of one so far in this contest.
Really good to see her really stepping up her game the last two games. She had 22 or something against Red Bull and then 21 or 2 or 3 against Macon County.
Right.
Saturday, so her two best games of the year. Maybe she's going to turn it on here at tournament time.
And Burchett with the steal on the inbound. Lady Tigers having trouble with the Lady Dog pressure. Arms misses the shot from left block. It goes out of bounds. Gordons will get it back. Burchett knocked down both of those free throws. Clay County leading 4-9. 6:05 mark of this first quarter. That's the first time I've given the score. Simply not been a lot of buckets so far. Clay County in front, as I say, 4-9. Full court pressure by Clay County. Copas and Arms trying to trap. They do not execute it well, though, and the Lady Tigers beat it. Now they have a tighter trap on the ball handler, and there's a turnover. It was number 15, Olivia Brown, losing the handle on it. The senior's there to disrupt her.
Coach, we see Eliza Jenkins denying Manor the ball. She had 14 points, led this team last time out, kind of similar to the way they played against Macon County.
I don't think he heard you, Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wasn't listening to him.
Well, I didn't think he was talking to me.
He was talking to you, so I wouldn't pay attention. Sorry. Riley Burchett had two more from right block. Thomas, what was you saying?
I was saying Coach Walker has Jenkins denying Manor the ball, kind of like he did Gregory.
Yeah, she got one pretty good ball handler. If you keep it out of her hands, your chances of getting steals improve considerably.
Timeout taken on the floor. 6-0 early in this one. 5:24 left in the first. Clay County in front.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here in Salina, where Clay County leads 6-0 early in the first quarter. Gordonsville to inbound, Daniel.
Clay County with this pressure early has created a lot of turnovers. Clay County opened with a lot of turnovers of their own. However, recently they have corrected those mistakes. Gordonsville beating it. It's Brown all the way down. She kicks off to Manor. Manor scores the bucket. Clay County quickly the other way. Copas to arms. Katie in the paint. Spins. Jumper good. Left-handed shot.
Nice shot.
She really, I guess it's just the offensive setup, but you almost always see Katie working on this left side, it seems like. Don't hardly work the right side of the lane as much.
I mean, that's the side that she normally plays, so right. When she comes down the floor, that's where she goes to. I mean, unless you got a set play, you know, I always had a set offense.
Right.
You know, everybody had a place to go unless I call something different.
Another steal. Bella Ashlock this time taking it away from the Lady Tigers. She throws it away yet again, though. Bella uncharacteristically has thrown away a couple of balls so far.
Yeah.
Lady Tigers with it. Gordon's out top. Kicks it over to Dillard at the post. She's in the paint. Hook shot. No good. Rebound by Burchett. Burchett going to bring it across the timeline. Dribbles to the right, to the wing, kicks over to Kopas at left wing. Rachel now going to knife into the lane, looking for Ashlock down low. That pass taken away, though, by Courtney Dillard. And we see Gordonsville here, just no true ball handler on the team for him.
No. Yeah, I was talking to Coach Diller before the game. He said that's the one thing he was missing was a good, quick ball handler, you know. He also said he thought Katie was the most improved player in the district this year, and I couldn't disagree with him, but she has really stepped her play up, I think.
Right, and definitely not a negative comment towards her junior play,
but
her outstanding senior season.
Right.
Arms with it, swings to Kopas. Kopas tried to feed down low to Ashlock, and that play just not there. It was stolen by Dillard. And the passing so far for Clay County in this opening quarter, I know Coach Walker not at all pleased with it.
We're trying to make passes that aren't there. I mean, you got to see. You know, if you're looking at the girl you're going to throw it to, and there's a blue jersey between you, you probably shouldn't throw it.
Ashlock, 8-foot jumper, short off the front of the rim, kept alive by Burchett, picked up by Kopas. Kopas back to Ashlock, and once again, that pass goes out of bounds. Lady Tigers take over.
I thought they hit that one, but I guess not.
3:34 mark, first quarter, 8-2 the score, Clay County in front by 6. As we talked about earlier, if things go as anticipated, there are two district six games remaining kind of out there. The one happening here tonight, and Gordonsville still has to play Pickett County. I think that one's going to happen Thursday or Friday morning. So we should see the Lady Dogs win tonight. Should see the Lady Bobcats win in that other matchup. And a tie for second, it'll come down to a coin toss.
Yeah. Be a real big coin flip Friday morning.
Yeah. Coaches will meet probably in Cookville somewhere.
Had their preseason meeting at Helens in Gainesburg, so they may be going there again.
Clay County with the basketball. Bradley Burchett, left walk, now in the paint, shot up, no good. Rebound by Courtney Dillard. Dillard, a pretty good post player, I'm assuming. The daughter, perhaps, or younger sister. Dillard looks pretty young.
Not a daughter, I don't think.
Three-pointer taken by Gordonsville. Missed, rebounded by Kopas. Rachel across the timeline, works ahead to Katie Arms. Katie drives into the paint, right-handed layup, good, no good. Actually blocked by Courtney Dillard. I'm struggling a little bit tonight with my play-by-play. I'll try to improve it. Lady Tigers with the basketball. They quickly come to the other end. It's knocked out of bounds by Abby Head, who checked in at some point. I missed that. Eliza Jenkins has checked out. On the 4-4 Clay County, we have Ashlock, Kopas, Burchett, Arms, and Head.
You know, these two teams are struggling up and down the floor. That's why you're struggling with your call.
Yeah.
But Gordonsville scores to make it 8-4 here.
Katie Vaden with the points for the Lady Tigers. And it's a tight one earlier. Coach Sims mentioned that it was tight down in Gordonsville before Clay County finally pulled away for that 67-33 final. Burchett going to the line after she was fouled by Dillard. Courtney Dillard picks up her second. Riley 2-of-2 on the night so far from the free throw line. Looking at total points scored on the season, we see coming into this contest, Burchett had 222 points on the season, averaging a little bit less than 10 a game. That puts her at it's a 10.1 average. That number is down, as we've talked about before, from her freshman year. But she has faced an extreme amount of double teams and defenses geared towards her this year.
Right, she has. And like I said, she was hurt for a little while there.
Burchett
missed a couple games. You know, I think that affected her.
Sure did. That's right. Burchett hit one free throw, missed one, making it 9-4. They come to the other end. Briley fouls Lily Manor. Burchett's foul will be Clay County's first of this first quarter. Manor hits her first free throw. 9-5 the score. Lady Dogs up by 4. Manor misses the second. Rebounded, though, by Lady Tiger. Kicks it back to Manor. She fires a long three. No good. Briley Burchett with the rebound over the back. Called against Brooklyn Stewart. She got away with it on the free throw rebound. They called it that time on her.
Good job by Burchett boxing out right there. That's another improvement we've seen. Kind of the, what's got her going is her rebound and the putbacks. Can't remember, you go back about three or four games, that got her going, and she's kept it going since.
Yeah.
Burchett with it on the offensive end for Clay County. Works across the paint to Head. She fires a three right wing. It's good. Abby Head continuing to improve during her sophomore year. A very bright spot is Abby Head for head coach Matt Walker and this Lady Bulldog team. Minute 45 and ticking. I've talked to Coach Walker about her. She comes into the gym, I reckon, shortly after 6 o'clock in the morning on school mornings, gets a workout in prior to the school day starting is what he says.
Oh, really?
And when you work that hard, good things come from it.
Yeah,
it's paid off for her, especially on the offensive end. She's always been quick and played good defense, which she's known for, but she's knocked down a couple big shots already this year.
12-5 the score after Head hit the three-pointer. Gordonsville, he come down, missed a three-pointer themselves, rebounded by Clay County. Now the Lady Dogs back with it to Bradley Merchant in the paint. Her shot up, no good. She got a steal, though. It was rebounded by the Lady Tigers, Stewart, and Merchant took it away from her, then a jump ball call. Possession arrow in favor of Gordonsville. Zoe Hayes checks in. Rachel Copas checks out. Eliza Jenkins checks back in. And Bella Ashok checks out. So on the floor for Clay County, Hayes, Jenkins, Arms, Burchett, and Head. Gordonsville with it, trying to beat this Clay County pressure. And Zoe Hayes now who's harassing the ball handler. The pressure is beat. Lady Tigers cross the timeline. However, Hayes forces a bad pass by Katie Bates, and it goes out of bounds. Lady Dogs back in possession. Hayes will run the point with Copas on the bench.
You know, Hayes is another one. We've talked about her a lot in recent broadcasts. She's just playing at another level with confidence.
She's playing pretty good.
Reverse layup attempted by Head. No good. Burchett fed her the pass down on the baseline. It took her underneath the goal. She didn't want to shoot the reverse layup by design. That's just how it ended up happening. Katie Arms got the rebound and was fouled. Brooklyn Stewart committed the foul, her second. Arms at the line to shoot two.
They're still in this 2-2-1 half-court trap. I mean, we're getting really good looks against it. We just need to make a few more. Usually if you pass it about three times against that, you'll get a layup, and that's pretty much what we're doing.
Arms knocking down both those free throws. Free throws one weak area in Arms' game on the season, a 64% shooter. Not horrible, but you expect the guard to be a little higher from that mark.
Somebody can shoot the three like she can.
And one opportunity for the Lady Tigers. Number 11, Kamara Young, checked into the contest and immediately made her presence known as she added 2 points. Was fouled by Eliza Jenkins, her second personal, actually her first, I'm sorry, team second foul. Eliza's first. And Kamara Young at the line to try to complete the three-point play. She does so. That makes it 14-8. So a pretty tight six-point game here with 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Clay County with the basketball. Jenkins left wing, gives to Arms. Katie dribbles to the right, works it to Hayes out top. Now Abby Head, she wanted to fire the three, decided better of it, works inside to Burchett instead, and Bradley misses her shot, got a rebound, put back no good, another try for Burchett. It was also no good, however, she was fouled, and Bradley working hard tonight down in the paint. Thomas, I agree with you. When you put in the hard work down there, fighting for the rebounds, continuing with the plays, once again, good things happen when you put the hard work in.
Yeah, and you know, again, they're kind of guarding her one-on-one. We saw that the last couple of games when we've seen Bradley dominate. And I expect to see it tonight if they stay one-on-one defense against her.
Burchett misses the first free throw. It was Kamara Young committing the foul for Gordonsville. And, folks, that's 17 fouls for Gordonsville already, according to the scoreboard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have them for 6. I guess I missed one. Burchett does hit the second free throw, making it 15-8.
He's shooting a lot of foul shots second quarter, maybe.
Yeah. Foul called on the floor against Clay County. Zoe Hayes picking up her first personal, third team foul against Clay County. 13.9 seconds. It's Clay Gordonsville works it in. Abby Head there to knock it back out of bounds, and we'll try this one more time. Bella Ashcott coming back to the scorer's table to check in for the last 12.6 seconds. Bradley Burchett going to come out. Brown to inbound for Gordonsville. Works into a teammate. They immediately give it back to her. Olivia Brown driving the paint. A pass stolen to Abby Head. Head ahead to Arms. Arms catches the pass. Gets to the hoop. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Gordonsville. And time expires. 15-8 the score here after the first quarter. It's Clay County leading by 7.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here at Joe Sims Gymnasium, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 15-8. Riley Burchett leading the way for the Lady Dogs, 6 first quarter points.
Pretty good quarter, on pace to have 24 tonight. She's went over 20 in the last two contests.
But really, we probably ought to be about 25 right now. We've missed a bunch of gimmies down there. You know, many steals as we've had, you think we'd be more than 15, but we got a lead, so maybe we'll shoot a little better percentage this quarter.
Second quarter action underway. Clay County working at the hoop to our left here in this opening half. Ashok with it inside to Jenkins. Jenkins scores. Eliza's scoring been up and down a little bit this year. Hadn't scored a ton of points lately. Looks like on the season, Jenkins averaging 4.1 points a game. So if we could get Eliza up to 6-8 points, you kind of double that production, you know. And I think that's doable. 7:38 here, second quarter, 17-8 the score after Jenkins scored from right block. Gordonsville with the basketball. Kamara Young from left block, shot no good, rebound Copas. Rachel quickly the other way. She's yet to score in this contest. Dishes off to Arms, Katie drives, offensive foul called. Katie with a full head of steam, and I believe it was number 15, Olivia Brown, drawing the charge. For the Lady Tigers, Gordonsville inbound. Full court man, it looks like, by Clay County. They beat the pressure, though. Lily Manor with it across the timeline. She's at right wing, picks up the dribble. Her pass stolen by Ashok. Ashok ahead to Arms. Arms going to get to the hoop. Shots up, no good. She was fouled, though. It's going to be number 34, Avery Crawford, drawing the foul. 8 team foul against Gordonsville. This one going to be... Two-shot righty, though. It was shooting foul.
And Clay County going to the line 8 times in that first quarter. They made 6 of 8, Daniel. Briley Burchett shot 6 of those.
Make them 7 of 9 on the night. His Arms hits the first of her two. Coach Sims, you mentioned that coaches meeting Friday morning that the district coaches will have. They'll also decide the district superlatives at that time.
Yeah.
Pick the freshman team, the third, second, and first teams, and I guess they do a district MVP and a district defensive MVP, something like that. Is that right?
Yeah, this, we started that all defensive teams, defensive MVP. I don't know, 2 or 3 years before I got out of it, so it's been around now for 6 or 7 years, I guess.
Katie Arms on the inbound play fires a 3, no good. What did Arms do on that second free throw, Thomas? I missed
it.
Made a boat. Rebound.
Made a boat.
Gordonsville with the rebound off the missed Lady Dog shot that time. Lily Manor with it left wing. She's under pressure from Copas. Rachel and Eliza have her in a trap. Can she get out of it? She does so. Dishes to Brown. Brown ahead to Young. Young scores from right block. Gordonsville refusing to be put away here, making it 19-10. They trail by 9. I like that you guys implemented the defensive unit there. So many...
Yep.
Players are so good on that side. I think of Gunner Silk. I think he may have been the defensive MVP on boys' side last year.
I
look for him to repeat again on that.
Yeah, that's good recognition for, you know, maybe not a big score, but somebody that really gets after it defensively.
Timeout taken by Gordonsville, 6:31 mark of this second quarter. Clay County in front by double digits, 21-10.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 6:31 mark, second quarter, Clay County 21, Gordonsville 10. Lady Tigers with the basketball, still working against pressure from the Lady Dogs. That almost a turnover. Lady Tigers barely hang on to the ball, and a foul going to be called on the floor. I believe Cherokee Upton, who's in the contest, going to be called for that foul. No, it was Copas. First foul for Copas. Fifth team foul overall on the floor for Clay County. Bella Ashlock, Cherokee Upton, Rachel Copas, Katie Arms, and Bradley Burchett. Gordonsville with the ball. Olivia Brown out top, defended by Copas. Works at the Manor at right wing. She goes to the right corner into Katie Vaden's hands. Vaden dribbles back out top. Her pass stolen by Ashcroft. Bella going to get all the way to the hoop. Can she finish? She does not. Miss that shot. Ashcroft a little off tonight. Gordonsville quickly the other way. They add two more points. Reserve Kamara Young's come into this contest and has 6 points that I know of, maybe seven. 5:40 and ticking, second quarter. Bradley Burchett on the offensive end for Clay County. Foul on the floor, called against Gordonsville's Kamara Young. Burchett going to go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1, 19 foul against Gordonsville. Shots away by Burchett and good. Earns the right to shoot the second, as we mentioned earlier. Coach Walker in his fifth season, 99 wins overall. Could get 100 tonight. So an average of about 20 wins a season. And of course, this campaign not done yet here in 2021. So a pretty good mark. Of course, Coach Sims, you averaged a little more than that throughout your 24-year career. Finished up with 490-some-odd wins there. Hard to do it year in and year out like that, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, not... He had a little more to start with, not his.
He did have Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms, two of the greats.
I took over a team at the 1-2 games year before. Yeah, it took me probably 8 or 9 years to win 100 games.
That's true.
Whenever we finally got going, though, it was all right. But now the first year, 3 wins. The next year, 8 wins. Next year, 17. But we didn't make a sub-state. So, you know, it took about 3 years to kind of get going a little.
What y'all got rolling? Y'all rolled... pretty hard and fast is evidenced by all the banners hanging here in your gym here at Clay County High School. Katie Arms, I guess, must have just scored 1,000 points because on a free throw that she made, her teammates erupt on the sideline.
She had a chance Saturday. She got 20, but she didn't hardly make it.
They do bring the game to a halt here. Katie Arms being presented a 1,000-point club ball by head coach Matt Walker here at center court. Thomas, I missed a few Clay County points there. Update our fans on the action the last couple possessions.
No, Burchett made those two free throws, and Rachel Kovas got a steal and scored her first two of the night. And then Arms made one free throw so far. So Clay County on a 5-0 run here. They're up 26-12, largest lead of the night.
14 points the lead for Clay County, 5:26 mark, second quarter. So a nice moment there for Arms. A 3-year starter. I guess that's right.
Yeah.
3-year starter.
Rachel played a lot more off the bench her freshman year than Katie. Katie played a little, best I remember. But
I believe Copa started at point her freshman year. Joined Brittany Boone and Carl Butterworth, Strong and Arms.
No, Maddie Harlan started.
That's right.
Point.
Okay.
She played off the bench a lot.
Gordonsville with the ball. Long three-pointer taken and missed by Katie Grandstaff. Rebounded by Ashlock. Ashlock to Copas. Copas ahead to Arms. Arms to the hoop and misses the shot. Clay County just a little off tonight. That's all there is to it, folks. But you're going to have an off night. Tonight might be a good night to do it against a team that's not hardly as good as you.
We're leading comfortably, but like I said, it's a quarter. You know, we should have been at least 10 more at that point. There's another missed layup.
Burchett misses the shot from right block. Rebounded by Copas. Copas dishes out to Ashlock. Ashlock to Arms. Katie fires a three top of the key. No good. She is yet to make one from distance tonight. The only Bulldog three-pointer coming from the hands of Abby Head. Zoe Hayes and Abby Head checking back into the contest. Cherokee Upton and Bella Ashlock sitting down. Talking about Copas and playing with those great scorers and stuff. She likely will leave as the all-time assist leader. She's tracking down Amanda Kendall. I don't have those stats here in front of me, but she does sit second all-time right now.
If she passed Amanda Kendall, she's done something.
Yeah.
That for. And I'm surprised Kendall's got more than Webb.
Of course, Kendall scoring so many along with her assists.
Yeah.
You know,
Webb did too, you know.
Right.
They both.
12, 1,300 point scores.
Well, Webb, Kendall probably hits 15, I guess. I don't know exactly, but.
4:09 mark of this second quarter. 26-12 the score. Kind of a boring game so far. Just to be honest with you. That's why I wandered off into a few different areas of discussion. Lady Tigers with it. Kamara Young inside. She dishes off to Stewart. Stewart shot up no good. It was tipped out of bounds by Lady Dog. Looking at some of the leaders from this Gordonsville series after we call this inbound play for the Lady Tigers. Gordonsville having trouble getting it in. Close to a five-second call. Finally, they work into Stewart. She has it. Kicks it out the Grandstaff. She fires a three and makes it. So there Gordonsville is refusing to go away, making it 26-15. Crystal Davis, the leading single-game scorer against Gordonsville. Her senior year, 1995, had 32 against them, Coach.
Yeah, I remember that game. Her and they had a girl named Woodard that was a really good scorer, too. They were kind of seeing who could get the most, I think. Both of them got over 30. I think we won the game real close, I think.
Clay County Sports Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
And my classmate.
Player.
Clay County missed a point opportunity on a possession there. Gordonsville back in charge of it. 3:25 mark, second quarter. Olivia Brown has it taken away from her from Riley Burchett, and Brown going to be called for the foul. So Burchett going to walk to the other end to shoot the double bonus. Two opportunities. Other leading scorers against Gordonsville. Melissa Denton, 29 points, possibly a career high for her, 1994, her senior year.
Okay.
Nicole Davis had 29 against them in 1997, her senior year. That and coming in postseason action.
Yeah, I remember that game too.
All of those players, Clay County Sports Hall of Famers. Then you move into some of our younger players. Casey Cooper, she had 29. Once again, probably a career high postseason action in that state championship run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Postseason. And Kenzie Arms, 2019. She had 29. So a lot of players have tied with 29 against the Lady Tigers. Burchett on those free throws hit one, missed one. Making it 27-15, 12 points the difference. Gordonsville still in this contest. Four possessions of the game right now. Grandstaff fires a three and hits it. Back to a nine-point game. 3 minutes left in the second quarter, 27-18. Clay County with the ball. They continue to have sloppy ball handling. Copas goes across court trying to connect with Jenkins. Eliza could not get to it, and it goes out of bounds. Gordonsville back in possession, and
well, this is one of those instances where you're kind of playing up to the competition level at this point, guys, in my opinion. You see, Gordonville having trouble getting it up the floor, and then we turn it over, too.
A very disrupted pace. And now the ball kicked by Clay County. Gordonville going to inbound from beneath their own goal. Interesting here when we look at the three-point leaders. Maddie Monroe and Taylor Strong tied with five apiece against Gordonsville, but neither one of them cracking into the top scorers list.
Yeah. I remember I think Maddie hit five down there at Gordonsville the year we won the state.
Yep, 2012.
That was really the first pretty good scoring game she had, where she'd played a lot all year, but it kind of went on into the state because she hit some big shots in the state tournament, particularly in that state final game.
I remember that well. Sure did. She was a big part going down the stretch.
She was. I think she had
Eliza Jenkins
in the finals of the state tournament that night. She came back the next year, her senior year, and you know, had a good year.
Eliza Jenkins called for the foul on the defensive end. She comes down and knocks down the jump shot from left elbow on the offensive end. So Jenkins with 4 points in the contest. 29-19 the score. The Lady Tiger at the line hit one of her free throws and another kick ball by Clay County. That's one thing Clay County's done a good job of, disrupting the Gordonsville passing and stuff, whether it was stealing it with her hands or kicking it with her feet. Two kicks in the last two trips. Gordonsville get inbound. 2:19 mark, second quarter. 29-19 the score. Tamara Young adds two more points on the inbound play, keeping the Lady Tigers alive. 29-21, 8-point game. Topas across the timeline to head to Jenkins. Jenkins to Hayes. Hayes a long two-pointer. No, yo, good. Hit the rim, went up in the backboard, and then went in. Back to a 10-point game, 31-21, under 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Lily Manor working with it, drives baseline, dishes off to Young. Young scores again. Kamari Young didn't start this game, but she's leading the Lady Tigers in scoring, and I believe she's in the double digits now. Abby head with it for Clay County. Left wing works out to Topas out top. Topas goes back to head. Head now to high post in the hands of Jenkins. Her jump shot no good. Rebound by Grandstaff. Grandstaff works ahead to Maiden. And Maiden going to get to take a trip to the free throw line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. And Zoe Hayes is called for the reach-in foul.
You're right about Young. She's got 11 so far to lead all scorers, Daniel. Burchett up to 9. And I think Arms is at 7, so 11 points on the night for Kamara Young off the bench for Gordonsville to keep them in it. 8-point game, and they're going to the free throw line.
I wish I had classes on the Lady Tigers. I do not. I think that takes away from our broadcast a little bit when we can't talk about what grade they're in. And it is Katie Baden at the line. She knocks down the front end of the 1-1, earns the right to shoot the second, and she missed everything on the second attempt. It goes out of bounds. 31-24 the score. Gordonsville with a run here late in the second quarter. 7-point ball game. Coach Walker up giving instruction. Head coach Jake Dillard up giving his girls defensive instruction. Clay County with the ball. Burchett across court to Arms. Arms to Jenkins. Eliza drives. Dishes off to Ashlock. That pass stolen by Grandstaff. Grandstaff ahead to Manor. Manor ahead to Vaden. Vaden crossover in the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebound by Burchett. She was hammered, but no whistles blow. They work off to Jenkins. Jenkins ahead to Ashlock. She lays it in. Bella Ashlock adding two more points. Thomas, did we get up and running with CCHS media video? Did not. Clay Gordonsville with the ball quickly. They add two more points. Lily Manor adds points from right block. Copas quickly the other way. Gets to Burchett. She misses the layup. Rebound off the hands of Gordonsville. It's going to be Clay County ball. Ball goes out of bounds. 38.3 seconds left here in this second quarter, and here at the end of the first half, the action has picked up pace. 33-26 the score. Ashlock on the inbound shot is good, and she'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play, drawing the foul.
They defend inbounds about like we have done here a couple times. Why don't layups? I don't know how you stand there asleep and give that up, you know. We're setting the screen on that one. I don't think they even had a screen down here a while ago.
Free throws away by Ashlock, and it's good. 36-26 the score. Gordonsville on the inbound. Grandstaff with it, crosses the timeline, picks up the dribble, hands off to Baden. Baden back to Grandstaff. Grandstaff's been hot in the second, has hit 2 3-pointers in this quarter. They go inside now to a teammate, I don't know who it was. She loses the handle on the ball. Katie Arms comes up with it, heads the other way, and a foul's going to be called on Katie Baden. Her first personal, sending her to the line to shoot, Katie Arms to the line to shoot too. Going back to the district superlatives, I think they do a freshman MVP. on that freshman team, and I'd be hard pressed to think that Bella Ashoff wouldn't be the freshman MVP across the district. I don't remember anybody else having a freshman that stood out like that.
I don't know the players that well anymore, but no, I don't know. I thought somebody put something on Coach T about some girl from Clark Range scoring 17, 18, a freshman, but now if she did, it was in, you know, mop up blowout duty. You know, I don't remember a freshman playing against us the two times that we played them.
No.
Not when it was a game, anyway. Yeah, I'm like you. Bella's probably the only, she's the only freshman that starts in the whole district or not.
Yeah, that I know of. And she's done a great job, averaging this year 7 points a game, 5 rebounds a game, 2 steals a game, playing some solid ball as we see Katie Baden at the line hitting the front end of her free throws, making it 27-37, 11.4 seconds left in this quarter. She misses the second. Rebound Burchett, 10 seconds left to settle it here in the second quarter. Bradley across the timeline, hands off to Copas. Copas out of arms, 3 seconds on the clock. Back to Copas. Rachel drives into the paint, running jumper, good. Nice finish to the first half of play. Clay County 39, Gordonsville 27. Don't go anywhere, folks. The Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show is coming right up.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 39-27 here at intermission in Salina. And Clay County got up 15-8 at the end of the first quarter, and they got the lead well out into double figures before Gordonsville cut into it and made it a 7-point ball game late in the second stanza. But Clay County closed out strong for this 12-point lead here at halftime. Clay County is being led by Briley Burchett and Bella Ashlock, who both have 9 points at the break. Katie Arms has 8. Rachel Copas has 4. Eliza Jenkins, 4. Abby Head, 3. And Zoe Hayes has 2. Clay County is 14 for 19 at the free throw line in the first half. And so that gave them quite a bit of points in this first half as the game kind of got out of hand. A lot of fouls involved early on. For Gordonsville, they're being led by Kamara Young with 11 points at the half. Katie Grandstaff has 6. Lily Manor has 6. And Katie Vaden has 3 points tonight. Again, Clay County leads 39-27 here at halftime in Salina. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County 39, Gordonsville 27 at halftime. Time now to do the Carquest pregame show. The Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Budget Pest Control Girls 6A update. Recent district action. Clark Range beat Gordonsville 89-55 this past Friday. Piggott County winner 76-40 over Jackson. Clay County beat Redbourne Springs 58-28. And it was Trousdale beating Monterey, getting their first district girls win of the season, 42-38. Saturday district action saw Clark Range beat Piggott County 77-60. Last night, Jackson County beat Trousdale in a tight one, 39-38 in girls action. Coach Sims, on our last broadcast, I had you pick two District 8 AA games. You got them both right.
Of course.
It was Livingston beating Watertown 44-39 and Macon County with a big win over York 48-43.
Yeah, it was kind of, I guess, going out on a limb, but they came through.
So you are 5-1 in the pick since we started doing that. Tonight's action, 20-4 Clark Range, having their district schedule wrapped up, are hosting 19-3 Stone Memorial. Clark Range won that game, I think, 61-60 the last time. Coach, who do you like in that one, Clark Range versus Stone Memorial?
Well, it's at Clark Range, but I'm still going to pick Stone. I don't think they can beat a top 10 AAA team twice. Now, they may do it, but I'm going to go with Stone.
So you're going with Stone.
Somebody told me that their best girl got in foul trouble with Stone the first time and didn't get to play a whole lot, so I hope that's right.
He's probably like I am in the football picks. You can't bet Clark Range in anything.
That's about right.
I mean, you don't want to, but it was a district game. You know they're going to win them. But, I mean, Stone, like I said, they're top five in the state, AAA, so.
That'd be a huge win.
It would. Well, of course, they've already beat them once, but, yeah. You know.
15-8 Clay County, of course, hosting 4-16 Gordonsville. 7-14 Jackson County, his tribal 4-17 Mount Pleasant. And Pickett County, Red Bull, and Monterey, and Trousdale are all idle tonight. So current District 6A standings starting to get pretty clear. Clark Range locks up first place, 14-0 in the district. Fourth place locked into theirs, Red Bull and Springs at 8-6. Locked into seventh place is Monterey at 2-12. Locked into eighth place is Trousdale at 1-3. Pickett County and Clay County, both 10-3 in the district. They are in a toss-up for second and third, and we have Jackson County and Gordonsville, 5-9, Jackson County 4-8, Gordonsville. That's yet to be settled for fifth and sixth place.
I only have to pick one game tonight?
Just one tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there just wasn't a lot of action going on.
Okay.
Girls 6A update was brought to you by Budget Pest Control, handling all of your pest problems except your in-laws. Third quarter action fixing to get underway. The teams have flipped ends of the court. Gordonsville working at the hoop to our left. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our right now. I do want to mention that a video feed is being carried at CCHS Media Channel on YouTube. Don't turn us off. Turn that on, but keep us playing. Just listen to our audio while you watch the video, too. Three-pointer taken and hit by Gordonsville. I believe it was number 22. No? What about 21? I think Stewart, maybe. Coach, who scored that bucket for Clay County?
Katie
Arms had two for Clay County. So both teams come out hot, scoring here in the third quarter. Lady Tigers back with the basketball. Olivia Brown, right wing, kicks it over to Avery Crawford. Crawford's pass back to Brown, goes across the timeline and over, and back is called. Clay County going to take back over. 41-30, Clay County is yet to pull away. I think we got up led by about 14, and that was the biggest lead of the night.
Yeah, and then after that, Gordonsville cut into it, made a couple of big threes, guys, got it to a 6-7-point ball game before Clay County went up by 12 at the break. So, like you say, the Tigers just won't go away.
They won't. Copas a little too strong on the 12-foot jumper, rebounded by Gordonsville. Brown with it, works ahead to Manor. Manor right wing, kicks over to number 34. That's Avery Crawford. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Katie Arms. Arms going to be one-on-one all the way to the hoop. Shots up from right block, good. And those are the type of shots we were missing in the first half.
Well, we were missing them easier than that. She was kind of contested on that. Some of them we wasn't even contested on.
Gordonsville with it, beating the pressure, working across. Dishes it down low to the post. Bella Ashlock with a block shot of Brooklyn Stewart's attempt. Jenkins with it now for Clay County. Quickly across the timeline. She wants to go to the hoop. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Dillard. Dillard had to set early with two fouls. A steal by Katie Arms. Coming back the other way. Uncontested layup is good. Gordonsville almost conceding that one. Not even hustling back.
Like she's about to run faster dribbling. They can run without the ball.
Gordonsville now doing the same thing the other way. Lizzie Manor layup good. 5:45 and ticking, and points are coming fast and furious for both teams here in the third quarter of action. 45-32, the score. Ball knocked out of bounds by Gordonsville. Clay County going to maintain possession. Quickly checking back into action, Katie Vaden and Kamara Young. Avery Crawford and Brooklyn Stewart going to sit down.
Yeah, Arms with a personal 6-0 run there, Daniel, to get her total up to 14 and push the lead to 15 before that last Gordonsville bucket.
45-32 the score. Clay County with the ball. Ashlock, left block, shot up. I thought she made it, but I guess it didn't go in.
I kind of looked like it, but no, it didn't make it.
Fell off the far side of the hoop away from us. Ashlock at the line to shoot two. Bella on the season, a 75% free throw shooter. She knocks down that first one. Is a team, Clay County, shooting 63% from the line on the season. Lane violation?
Yep. 63, that's not terrible for a high school girls team, you know.
5:25 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County 46, Gordonsville 32. Lady Tigers with the ball. Katie Vaden, right wing, gives to Lily Manor. She fires a long three, no good. Rebound, Teddy Arms. Arms with it, works ahead to Copas. Rachel going to have a layup opportunity and connects. The seniors starting to flex their muscle here in this third quarter. Coach Walker perhaps with a pretty good talk to them at halftime about their play. Bradley Virgin called for a foul. I liked it as a blocked shot.
Yeah.
The official does not agree, though. Calls Virgin for the personal, her second on the contest. So we have Zoe Hayes with two, Eliza Jenkins with two, and Bradley Virgin with two. No Lady Dog in real foul trouble at this point. 16-point lead for Clay County, 48-32. Manor missed that first one, misses the second. Rebound Ashlock. Ashlock to Jenkins. Eliza pushing it across the timeline. Works it to Katie Arms, left wing. Katie puts it to the floor, dribbles into the high post, kicks back out to Jenkins. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound Katie Arms. Arms with it. Now goes to Ashlock in right corner. She works inside to Jenkins and a reach-in foul called against Kamara Young, her third. Young, the leading scorer for Gordonsville. She may have to check out here with three fouls. Four, they say, rather than three. So she'll definitely have to sit for a while if head coach Jake Dillard wants to sit her on the floor for very long. Clay Kenny on the inbound. Burchett shot up, left block good. Clay Kenny now with an 18-point lead, and this one starting to feel a little bit more stretched out and out of reach for Gordonsville unless they really turn on here. Bella Ashlock called for a reach-in foul. Going back to a few of those series leaders, free throws made in a single game against Gordonsville. Deanna Donaldson leads the way with 11 made in 2001. Taylor Strong sets second with 10 made in 2019. Donaldson had a tremendously high free throw percent average throughout her career.
She did.
I don't know that number. I never have calculated. I'm going to say 90 plus.
No. No, I've never had a high school player shoot that kind. Her and Holly both shot a little over 80 their senior year. And that was the best.
Right.
Of the 4 years. But she was always a really good.
I was trying to give her a little more
credit. Well, that's fine. But, Now, you're talking about, you know, NCAA lead numbers. Who's turning over 90? I'd tickle to death to have somebody shoot 80.
Absolutely. Merchant with it for Clay County. Works cross-court to Head. Head now to Upton. Upton fires a three. No good. Rebound Copas. Copas keeps it alive. Goes baseline. Works back out to Head. Her three-pointer from left wing a little short. Rebounded by Ashlock. Her putback no good. Courtney Dillard comes up with it. And Dillard throws it away. But they say it was knocked out of bounds by a Lady Dog. Gordonsville will take him back over. Hallie Buford checks into the contest for the first time tonight. Bella Ashlock checks out. So on the floor for head coach Matt Walker, we see Buford, Upton, Copas, Head, and Burchett.
But Deanna, she didn't mind shooting under pressure with the game on the line. I mean, that's really when she thrived. I know semifinals, I guess, no, it was quarterfinals of state tournament. We was playing FRA. Score was tied. We had the last possession. I called timeout. So let's get try to get to Holly or Brittany one if we can. You know, if not, I said, Deanna, just take the hole. Maybe you'll get fouls. So she did. She got fouled. They called timeout. She said, I got this. Don't worry about it. Walked up there and drained both of them, you know. We won by two.
A big moment. 3:15 and ticking. Third quarter, Clay County up by 18. Gordonsville came up with a steal. They have the basketball. Courtney Dillard, left wing, works back out the grand staff. Now Manor out top. Manor in a trap. She gets out of it, goes to the hoop, and they say she travels. Lauren Weaver going to check into the contest. Bradley Burchett going to check out. Rebound leader against Lady Tigers. What a number here. Jada Kerr, 18 rebounds in 2015.
Yeah, I was coaching her. That was her.
Freshman year?
Freshman year, yeah.
Abby Head with it. Works to Weaver. Weaver, long two-pointer. Short off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Head. Her put back, no good. Rebound this time by Courtney Dillard, and a foul going to be called on Cherokee Upton.
That could have been the start of her sophomore year. I don't know what month it was, but.
Well, what season was your last one, 2015?
16.
So that's her freshman year,
okay,
then.
Okay, 14, 15.
Because she's a sophomore,
okay,
right, during your last year.
Yeah.
Gordon's well in, man. 2:45 and ticking, third quarter. They beat pressure, work ahead. Weaver there to defend. She's called for the foul. Looks like no contact was there. However, whistles blow. Lauren picks up her first personal of the contest. Clay County's fourth team foul of this third quarter, 2:38 mark. Clay County up by 18. No points had been scored in a couple minutes of gameplay. And none are scored on the first free throw attempt by Crawford. Second one's away. No good. Rebound Upton. Cherokee with it, the junior shooting guard. Going to bring it down the floor. Works ahead to Copas. Rachel at left wing. Drives inside. Gets to the hoop. Kicks out to Weaver. She fires a two. In and out. No good. Good looking shot. Just did not fall. Rebound Dillard. Dillard works ahead to Crawford and Abby Head there to knock it out of bounds. Lady Tigers going to try it again. Thomas, I like the offensive aggressiveness of Weaver taking those shots.
There's nothing falling for either team here in the last, like you say, 2 to 3 minutes, Daniel. Clay County came out hot, jumped out to this big lead, and has stayed that way.
Gordonsville with the ball. Three-pointer taken by Crawford. No good. Rebound Dillard. Dillard in the paint. Has it taken away by Head. They're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. Assist leader against Gordonsville. 1997, junior year, Amanda Kendall had 11 assists. Several other Lady Dogs tied with 10 assists in second place against Gordonsville. We'll call Copas' jump shot here. Misses off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Crawford for Gordonsville. Jennifer Davenport, Rachel Copas, Tia Burchett, and Tasha Ashlock all with 10 assists against Gordonsville in their time.
Pretty good number.
And I should have said the late Jennifer Davenport.
All right. One fine young lady.
Subs in for Clay County. Bradley Burchett coming back on. Eliza Jenkins coming back. Zoe Hayes coming back. And Katie Arms coming back. Staying with them on the floor, Rachel Copas. Gordonsville inbound. Inbound pass stolen by Arms. Arms immediately went to the floor. I don't know if there was some sweat down or what, but she dropped like she slipped. Appears to be okay, though. Jump ball was called, and Gordonsville this time had the possession error. They work in to Crawford. Crawford left wing. Chapin out top. No, not Chapin Manor. The Chapin girls play for Jackson County. Zoe Hayes comes up with a steal. Works ahead to Katie Arms. Arms ahead to Jenkins. Jenkins in the paint. Blocking foul going to be called against Dillard, her third. Two more areas of stat leaders to work in. Stephanie Rich and McKenna Biles tied with five block shots against Gordonsville. And finally, The steal leader, as she is a lot of nights, Melissa Webb, with 8 to lead the way against Gordonsville, her senior year in 1994. Postseason game there as well. Jenkins adds 2 more, give her 6 on the night. Minute 15 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County up by 20, their biggest lead of the contest, 52-32.
And finally, some points on the board, you guys.
Yeah, it stayed 50-32 for a long time. 3-pointer taken and missed by Lizzie Manor. Burchett with the rebound. Riley going to come the other way with it. Works ahead to Copas. Copas crosses the paint to Jenkins. Her shot blocked by Grandstaff. Jenkins came back with the basketball in her possession, and her momentum puts her foot on the baseline. So the ball being awarded to Gordonsville. Coach, I remember, of course, watching a lot of battles there in the late 90s with some of your great squads when I was in high school, and they had the Armistead girl, I think it was, and yeah. Such a great player, went on to Austin Peay.
Yeah, they were really, really good from 97, 98 particularly. I thought 98 they might have had the best team in the state. I think they'd only lost one game going into the tournament, and the first time we played them that year, they beat us about 40. I mean, it's awful. The next time we played them, we had to go down there, and we kept it pretty respectable. Lost by 10 or 12. And then somehow we ended up in the region finals with them, and we upset them somehow. I don't really know how, but we did.
Crawford knocked down a 3-pointer for Gordonsville, and Gordonsville comes up with a steal on the defensive end. They come down, miss the layup. Copas with the rebound quickly the other way. Works across the paint to Arms. Arms was fouled by Dillard, but no whistles blow. And Dillard quickly back the other way for the Lady Tigers. 3-pointer taken by Brown at the buzzer, and she knocks it down. Consecutive 3-pointers for the Lady Tigers to end the third, clawing their way back in at our Gordonsville, making it 52-38 after the third quarter ends.
Signs. Looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Fourth and final quarter of this girls' contest. Clay County leads it 52-38, and they have the ball to start. Copas adds 2 more points. So credit point guard Rachel Copas with the bucket. 54-38 now. After the senior adds to the tally. Gordonsville with it. Courtney Dillard drives inside, gets the right block, shots up. They say it's good. They count it. Hannah Raines going to be called for the personal. On the floor for Clay County to start the fourth. Hannah Raines, the third senior on the squad. She joins her classmates Katie Arms and Rachel Copas on the floor. And we see freshman Bella Ashlock and junior Eliza Jenkins. Courtney Dillard completes the 3-point play, drawing Gordonsville back within 13 points. They try to trap Copas. Copas beats the pressure, works to Ashlock. Ashlock to Arms, her 3-pointer, no good. Katie has not made a 3 tonight. Kind of strange to see her go 0-for in a contest from distance.
And she's got 14 points, you know, right. Having a pretty good night, but you're right. The outside shot's just not falling really for anybody. Abby Head, the only one.
Grandstaff fires a 3, no good. Rebound Arms. Katie with it. Works across the timeline, dribbles behind the back, works the Copas now at left wing. Rachel inside to the Bulldog in the paint, shot up, no good, short off the rim. On times I referenced that Bulldog that's been painted in the paint, a nice addition when they redid the floor. Three-pointer taken, a miss by Crawford. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County takes back over possession. Brownlee Burchett checks in. Hannah Rains checks out.
They've been in this 2-2-1 half-court trap a whole game. I don't know if I've ever seen a team half-court trap a whole game or not.
They've not had a tremendous amount of success
with it.
Well,
we've missed enough layups to been ahead by 40, but, see, I mean, you get that every time, you know. You pass it a few times.
Burgett adds two more points to her tally. She's way up in the double figures now. 56-41 the score. 15 points the advantage for Clay County. Lady Dogs won 67-33 back in January at Gordonsville. Gordonsville missed another jump shot. Rebound Ashlock. Ashlock ahead to Jenkins. Jenkins drives the right side of the lane. Cuts to the left. All the way out to the wing. Kicks back to Ashlock. That pass deflected and stolen, though, by Manor. Well, Jenkins in the backcourt goes to the floor. She was knocked down by her own teammate, Burchett. Meanwhile, Lady Tigers into the front court, missed her layup.
We got a 5-on-3 on the other end. We got two down here on the floor.
Oh, me. Fortunately, everybody's okay. They're back up. Ball did go out of bounds. Gordonsville maintains possession. 5:58 left in this fourth quarter. 56-41 the score. Clay County up by 15. Gordonsville on the inbound play, working it to Courtney Dillard. She was fouled by Burchett.
That must have been an awful good inbound play. That makes twice. They've scored. We fouled them one.
They have been successful with it tonight. Dillard at the line misses that free throw. Gordonsville has left a lot of points on the board at the free throw line tonight. They've missed a lot of shots.
This could be like an 80-70 game if everybody shot the ball good.
It should be. Both teams just
the other night they played Clark Range. It was like 90-50 something, I think.
Well, Clay County back with the ball after Dillard missed both of those. Jenkins with it out top, works to Burchett. Baseline move. Shot up good. Kind of a power dribble around the defender. 58-41 now. Jenkins with a steal. Layup opportunity. It's up. No good. Rebound by Browns. Browns pass stolen by Ashlock. Ashlock to arms. Arms to Copas. Copas to Jenkins. Shot up. Good. Jenkins with 8 points. 5:18 mark of the fourth quarter. Timeout taken by Gordonsville. It's 60-41 in favor of the Lady Dogs.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy to find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the floor for Clay County, coming out of this timeout, Rachel Copas, Eliza Jenkins, Bella Ashlock, Bradley Burchett, Hallie Buford. 5:15 left in the contest. Clay County up pretty comfortably. 19-point lead, 60-41. Gordonsville with the ball. Katie Baden out top, defended by Buford. She works over to Dillard. Dillard to Grandstaff. Grandstaff hit a couple threes earlier. She's been quiet since that second quarter, though. Katie Baden knocks down a three. Baden adding points to the tally for the Lady Tigers. 60-44 now the difference. Burchett, right block, shot up, no good. Rebound Manor. Manor works ahead to Baden. Baden going to get to the hoop and score. Did a nice job. Gordon's going to run. Back to 14 points, the difference. 4.5 minutes left in the contest. Clay County better stop the bleeding here. Jenkins with it. Has it taken away by Brown. Brown ahead to Manor. She's going to have an uncontested shot. Hits it. 12-point game. Coach Walker calls a timeout. Hopefully he can turn the tide. 4:19 left in the fourth. 60-48, Clay County.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details. If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, 4:15 and ticking. Clay County desperately needing to get some points here because Gordon was on a tire, I guess, maybe an 8-0 run. Jenkins with it, works across to Arms. Arms drives the end of the paint, shot up, no good. Burchett comes up with a loose ball, her putback no good. Katie gets the rebound, works to Eliza. Jenkins with it, free throw line distance, hands off to Kovas. Rachel going to back out. Kicks down to Jenkins at left wing. She goes cross court to Arms. Katie can't hang on. It's going to go out of bounds. A turnover coming out of the timeout for Clay County, and that's the last thing head coach Matt Walker wanted to see. Lady Tigers have shot streaky from distance tonight. They've had times that they've hit several in a row. They've hit their last two attempts from three. Grandstaff with it. Works ahead to Brown. Brown to Vaden. Vaden back to Manor. Manor and back to Grandstaff. Grandstaff at right wing. Drives inside. Bella Ashoff reaches in. Disrupts the ball. Rachel Kopas goes to the floor. Trying to gain possession. Jump ball call. 3:34 left in the contest. Clay County up by 12. 60-48. Abby Head going to go back to the scorers table to check in. Manor with it out top on the inbound. Works to Baden right wing inside to Dillard. She got behind Burchett and scores. 10 points the difference. Good play design by the Lady Tigers. Head coach Jake Dillard up cheering on his girls, trying to mount a comeback here. Katie Arms with it in the front court. Works to Burchett. Burchett going to be fouled on the floor by Katie Baden. Only the fourth team foul against Gordonsville here in the second half. They had 17 fouls before the first quarter ended in the first half.
You're right, Daniel. Gordonsville on a 9-0 run here to get it to 10 late in this game. And another turnover from Clay County.
Kopas on the inbound trying to loft up to Burchett. Taken away by the Lady Tigers. Katie Arms takes it back at the other end, though. It's a game of turnovers back and forth. Arms to the hoop. She misses. Rebound Burchett, put back good. 62-50.
That's what happens when you run the floor hard. I mean, she was busted to get down there.
Under 3 minutes to play, 2:45 and ticking, fourth quarter. Lady Dogs are up by 12. Lady Tigers with the ball. Courtney Dillard, left wing, drives inside. Spins, travels. Lady Dogs taking back over, and I don't know when you do or when you don't go into a stall. Of course, we're seeing full court pressure by the Lady Tigers. They're not going to let us sit and dribble, but do you go for points here? Do you try to kill time?
Well,
either way can be effective.
Yeah, as long as you're getting really good shots, I'd probably still shoot it. You know, I mean, we got a 12-point lead. That's pretty comfortable, but
Clay County had a shot opportunity that was no good. A foul called on Bella Ashlock. I missed what she did. Foul was away from the ball, I guess, trying to gain position for the rebound.
They're in this half-court trap. We put four out. You know, we can just pass around the rest of the game. I don't think they can take it away from us.
Dillard fires the free throw. It actually hits one. She's had struggles from the free throw line tonight. Couldn't have come at a better time, though, for her squad, making an 11-point game, 62-51. 2.5 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Dillard with a second attempt. It's away. Also good. 10 points the difference. Boys action coming up after this one, of course. 20-2, Clay County faces 8-10, Gordonsville. In the boys' side. Head in the corner. Has it knocked out of her hands by Grandstaff. Fortunately for Clay County, it was last touched by the Lady Tigers. Lady Dogs maintain possession. Copa's going to inbound it. The last inbound we had was taken away by the Lady Tigers. Let's see how this one goes. Copas works it into Ashlock out top. Bella hands back up to Copas. Copas defended by Brown. Works into the paint. Goes to Arms. Arms now to Ashlock. Perhaps we now see a bit of this style with the Clay County passing. Copas with it. Works out of the trap. Gets to Burchett and turns it over. Bradley never got possession. Rachel's pass never got into Bradley's hands.
She had a good idea. It'd been a wide open layup. She'd have caught it, but I don't know if it was the pass or she just didn't catch it.
2:03 mark, fourth quarter, Clay County 62, Gordonsville 52. Lady Tigers with the basketball. A three-pointer for them would be huge right now. We'll see what they try to play for. They go inside. Dillard shot up and good. 8 points the difference. Timeout taken by Jake Dillard of Gordonsville. Minute 50 left in the contest. Clay County 62, Gordonsville 54.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthrehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Minute 50 left in this fourth quarter. Clay County up by 8. Abby Head to inbound on the 4-4 Clay County. Joining Abby Head are Katie Arms, Rachel Copas, Bella Ashlock, and Riley Burchett. They went for the hand-in from Head to Copas, and they say it was knocked out of bounds by Manor. Actually, a foul call against Lily Manor and the Gordonsville faithful who made the trip up, a small crowd, but they can be heard right now. Very unhappy. Coach, on those little inbounds, can you literally hand it in, or does it have to leave your hand? Is it going to be a pass? Still
yeah, out? I don't think you could just, you could have it and somebody else have it, but you're out of bounds, so I think it would be out of bounds.
Lady Tigers coming up with a huge steal with the pressure. They have the ball. Olivia Brown out top. They try to cut into what's an 8-point lead for Clay County. Minute and a half left. Baden with it. Gives off to Crawford. Crawford to Brown. She fires a three. No good. Rebound by Virtue, but she's going to be called for the foul. As she flew in, Bradley going to be called for the body contact. We see Katie Baden go to the line to shoot free throws. Front end of a 1-1.
They beat Manor, Daniel.
Who did I say, Katie Baden? Yeah, it's Lily Manor. Free throws away, no good, and a foul call now against Katie Baden. She was over the back of Burchett. Burchett's done a good job tonight getting positions.
Yes. We just need to get the ball down the floor.
Secret team foul against the Lady Tigers, head to inbound, working against full court pressure, gets into Copas. Copas going to beat that pressure easily. And then she loses the ball. A foul going to be called, though, and folks, I'll be honest, I think that's a bad call towards Gordonsville. Looked like a pretty clean defensive play on the reach-in steal, but Avery Crawford does get that foul. According to the scoreboard, we're going to see bonus shots now. front end of a 1-1 for Cobra. She'll go over the line. Rachel on the season, shooting 72%. Grand staff at the scores table to check in. She goes in, Cropper comes out. Copas at the line. 62-54 the score. 8 points the difference. Free throw up by Copas. No good. Rebound by Dillard. Minute 15 left. Steal by Jenkins. Jenkins goes to the floor. Lost the ball. She never could get possession of it. Lady Tigers back with it. Katie Baden working it right wing. Picks up the dribble. Dishes off to Brown. She fires a three. No good. Knocked out of bounds by Gordonsville's Baden. Clay County, well, call it like it is, has done a poor job icing this game here during this final couple minutes.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Timeout taken. 60 seconds left in the contest. Clay County up by 8, 62-54.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 62-54 with a minute to go in this contest. And, Daniel, we've got a ball game on our hands.
Certainly do, Thomas. 8 points the difference. Three-possession game, you know. And we know that 1 minute's a lot of time in a basketball game. Burchett on the inbound, works to Ashlock. Full court pass, shots up, and no good. Rebound arms. Her putback good. Clay County back up to 10 now. Pretty good lead the way Gordonsville's been shooting these last few possessions. Baden fires a three, miss it.
We continue to give him wide open looks, though. I don't know. Playing man, I don't know how that's happening.
Dillard keeps it alive with the rebound, though. She took it away. Hirsch put back no good. Jenkins on the rebound. Dillard called for the reach-in foul. So with 33.9 seconds left, Eliza Jenkins is going to go to the free throw line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Clay County up by 10, 64-54. And Jenkins on the season has hit 7 of 20 free throws, 35%.
Well, this hasn't been real pretty, but I think we're going to win. You know, sometimes you got to win them ugly, so that's pretty much what we've done tonight.
Jenkins hits the front end, earns the right to shoot the second. Lady Dogs will be back in action this Friday here in Joe Sims Gym in a non-conference contest against East Robertson to wrap up the 2021 regular season. Then things will depend upon the draw Friday morning on whether they finish second or third. If they finish third, they'll be playing on Wednesday, February the 17th. If they finish second, they'll be playing on Thursday, February 18th, regardless.
Friday.
I'm sorry, I keep doing that. I forget the boys away the next time. Friday the 19th. Either way, whether it's third or second, the contest will take place here in Salina. If they're third, they'll be playing the winner of probably the Jackson County contest. Jackson County will be playing the winner of the Gordonsville Monterey game. So that can go either way. 30 seconds left. Jenkins hit the second one as well.
Copas went to the line, shot two, made them both, Daniel.
And did Jenkins hit her second?
She just got one.
Just hit the first. And then Copas hit two more. 67-54, 13 points of difference. This one's going to go final here in a few seconds. We're down to 14 and ticking. Clay County works it across the timeline, Burchett with it. Gordonsville going to go ahead and concede things here. It hadn't been pretty, but the Lady Dogs win. Coach Matt Walker picks up his 100th victory of his five-year career. His team goes to 16-8 on the season. They wrap up District 6A play with an 11-3 conference record. Final score, Clay County 67, Gordonsville 54.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live, and it's time to do the Eco Panels Lady Dog Wrap-Up. Clay County winners tonight by a final score of 67-54. At the end of the first quarter, it was 15-8, Clay County. At halftime, 39-27. Into the third, 52-38. And then that final of 67-54. Coach Sims, like you said a few moments ago, wasn't the prettiest of wins, but a win's a win.
Well, it is. Sometimes you just got to persevere and fight through it. You know, like I said, we won fairly comfortably, but we missed enough layups. You know, we probably should have been 85 or more. Some reason, you know, they didn't all fall. I mean, they're not going to ever all fall, but figure a good percentage of them will, which we hit enough. But, you know, they scored some points tonight. Fifty something, you know? You know, that's pretty good for them. They scored 55, I think, against Clark Range on that, so they may be, you know, playing their best basketball right now. But
could be. 54 points tonight,
yeah. You know, they can score out against those Trailsdale, Monterey, Jackson County, they probably win all of them, you know.
Right. That's right. Now, they will, of course, they will have a matchup against Monterey in the quarterfinals of the district tournament elimination game. So they very well could come out winners on that.
They could. You know, it gives, like we talked about before, you know, this new format gives the lower-seeded teams a chance to win a game. You know, usually, like, one played eight, two played seven. They didn't have too much of a chance, you know. But this way does give them a chance to win a game or two, but, you know, hopefully we'll play better when we have to. You know, sometimes, I mean, same way, I've had some of my better teams some nights just not play real great, you know.
Right.
Just enough to win, and that's kind of like this one was.
We know that Clay County, as we've mentioned several times, you'll be flipping a coin Friday morning for second or third, so we'll know more about that later. Clay County will be playing here at home against East Robertson Friday night, a team coach that I don't know a lot about other than they do not have a great record probably not going to be a very stellar team.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, I'm like you. I don't really think about them. Last time I saw the record, it was 0 and whatever, 8 yeah. or something. So, evidently, they're not really good. You know, we figured the game we should win fairly easily, but you never know. You know, every game's different, so we just need to be ready to play.
Talking about scoring in this one for Gordonsville, it was Avery Crawford with 3, Olivia Brown with 4, Katie Grandstrap with 6, Katie Baden with 8, Courtney Dillard with 9, and 2 Lady Tigers in double figures, both Lily Manor and Kamara Young with 11 points each in the contest. Scoring for Clay County, 2 points for Zoe Hayes, 3 points for Abby Head, 9 points for Eliza Jenkins, kind of double her average, a pretty good offensive night for her. And then we get into 4 Lady Dogs that all had double figures. Bella Ashlock and Rachel Copas both with 10, Katie Arms with 16, and Briley Burchett leading all scorers in the contest with 17 points. So for the third game in a row, we see Briley Burchett put up close to 20. She went over 20 in the 2 prior contests, 17 in this one. And as we talked about it several times earlier, nice to see her getting those points.
It is. We need her to try to make a deep run, you know, into the tournament, possibly make the state. Because I think if we can stay away from Clark Grange and can beat Pickett in that semifinal game, I think our chances are good. I don't think you got to go to Whipple or Van Buren, and we beat Whipple twice. Van Buren's record's really good, but I don't know how good they are. And then whoever comes out of our region, I think we'll have a really good chance of going on the road or playing at home and winning in the sub-state. So it's all in front of them. They just really need to, you know, bear down and play hard and do the best they can.
What, any final thoughts, Coach, on this one before we wrap up this Eagle Panel's Lady Dog Rep?
Good to get a win, you know, district win. Better get an ugly win than a pretty loss, you know, anytime. So
there you go.
I'm not going to complain a whole lot. We won fairly easily, so we'll just take it and go on.
There it is. Folks, that's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, for new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon and Bat Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play
best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Becker and Ibel, the Horizon Sports Network. Time here on the CarQuest pregame show for the Budget Pest Control Boys 6A update. Recent district action saw Gordonsville beating Clark Range Friday night. I don't know the final score. Jackson County beat Pickett County. I was not surprised by that. Coach Watson, you picked both of those games correctly, putting you 4-2 on the year.
Yeah, well, I've improved since the first night.
Friday night, it was Clay County beating Redborn Springs 74-33. Monterey lost to Trousdale 42-51. Saturday night, Pickett County beat Clark Range 87-40. And last night, Trousdale beat Jackson County in a tight one 59-57. That one was essentially for third place, or for a chance at second even. Tonight's contest, 4-17 Clark Range is hosting 8-10 Stone Memorial. Coach, I'm going to put you outside of your wheelhouse and have you pick that one.
Okay, now who was the other one there besides
Stone Memorial against Clark Range?
Well, I don't know.
Stone, a bigger school.
Yeah, I guess I have to go with the most horses, I guess, and go with Stone Memorial.
Also around the district tonight, we've got 14-10 Jackson County at 7-13 Mount Pleasant, 20-2 Clay County hosting 8-10 Gordonsville. That means that Pickett County, Red Bull, and Monterey and Trousdale are idle tonight. Current district 6A standings, Clay County has locked in first place at 13-0. Pickett and Trousdale set second and third. Pickett 10-3, Trousdale 10-4. So that has yet to be determined. Fourth place locked in. The rest of the standings are locked in for the tournament. Jackson County 8-6 in fourth. Gordonsville fifth place 6-6. Monterey sixth place 4-10. Clark Range seventh place 3-11. And Redbourne Springs eighth place 0-14. Boys 6A update has been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Pest Control, it's how we roll. Time now on the CarQuest pregame show for the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off. Brought to you by Ashon Strong Insurance. Thomas, make sure you cover it all just like your agency does. Kick it off.
Well, Daniel, my policy tonight is I think the Dogs need to be on their toes. This Gordonsville team isn't as bad as their record shows. And the last time out, it was a tight game until Grant Strong did the unthinkable right before the half. It was a flurry like I'd never seen before. He scored 10 or 12 straight in the last minute of that second quarter to put the Dogs up 15. And the Tigers never got over it. You know, tonight Clay County doesn't need to put themselves in that kind of position, do they, Coach, against a pretty formidable Gordonsville team?
I can't remember us having an easy game against them the last 3 or 4 years, guys.
Right.
I mean, no matter the personnel has changed, but it seems like they've played us as tough as anybody in the conference the last few seasons. And I look for them to be the same again tonight.
Of course, Greg Bibb, their head coach, a longtime head coach, second year at Gordonsville. What does he bring to the program? What's he bring to the game tonight?
Well, now, he brings enthusiasm, and he brings a lot of basketball knowledge. And, of course, Bibb played, he played over Tennessee Tech, and he also coached up at Pickett a number of years. So he's a seasoned veteran coach. And
familiar with Clay County.
Yes, he is. Very familiar. He better be, hadn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He's got some ties to it, does he not? Folks, that has been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Sean Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Subway Boys starting lineups from this District 6A Clay County regular season finale. Gordonsville, not regular season finale. It's just Clay County's district finale of the regular season. Let me clarify. Gordonsville has one more district game coming at Pickett County Friday night. All right, Gordonsville Tigers, their head coach Greg Bibb, 12th season overall, second season at Gordonsville. Their record on the season, 8-10, 6-6 in the district. Starting for them, number 0, Andrew Baden. Number 4, Tyler Gregory. Number 10, Darrell Holt. Number 22, Wyatt Pemberton. And number 24, Isaac Platt. Clay County, head coached by Rob Edwards, 21st season overall. 468 wins to 191 losses, 20-2 record this year, 13-0 in District 6A play. They have won 13 straight. Starting for Clay County, a sophomore, number 13, Keaton Arms. A junior, number 2, Eli Smith. A junior, number 4, Jeff Spivey. A junior, number 11, Grant Strong. And a senior, number 10, Gunnar Silk.
Gunner's not out there.
Gunner is not starting tonight. That's right. He took a fall in practice yesterday and has some back pain going on. This game, in the big scheme of things, doesn't mean anything. Not a thing. Clay County's locked into first place, starting instead for Gunner Silk, who probably could go if he had to. He is sophomore number 3, Jimmy Butchett. The Subway Boys starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway. We're new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon and by Bulldog fans to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Concerning the series with Gordonsville, Clay County played them back on January 15th. Bulldogs won 67-44. Clay County's won 3 straight against Gordonsville going back to last year when they did get beat the first regular season meeting in Gordonsville. In the last 10 meetings against the Tigers, the Dogs are 9-1. Coach Edwards meeting Gordonsville for the 49th time in his career. His record, 41 wins to 8 losses. He has played Gordonsville here in Salina 22 prior times and has a 21-1 record in Salina against the Tigers. Pretty strong odds there, Thomas.
Yeah, every time you go through those, it's just total domination, Daniel, and nothing like it against the Tigers.
Jimmy Burchett. With the basketball out top, Grant Strong tipping it to him to get this another way. Now, Strong did sustain a mild injury in the Macon County action Saturday. Ended up bruising a knee a little bit. He looks pretty fresh, and he is starting this contest. I look for him to play all night. Spivey scores the first bucket. Running jumper for Jeff Spivey, making it 2-0, 7.5-minute mark, first quarter. Gregory with it, left wing, kicks it to Flat. He fires a 3, no good, rebound, Strong. Grant comes across the timeline with it, sets up at right wing, drives, working against number 22, I think that is Pemberton, it is. Dishes off that arm, 6-foot jumper, no good off the glass. Rebounded by Arms, his putback from the left block, no good. Rebounded this time by number 5, Seth Manor.
A couple of good looks, just couldn't get it through the bucket.
Manor swings it to Flat now over into the corner to Vaden. Vaden working against Burchett, gives back to Manor. Manor with it at high post. Actually, it's Flat with it. Flat going to work against Arms and just not comfortable with the ball. Hands up instead to Gregory. His jump shot left elbow no good. Flat's tip back no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Keaton going to come across the timeline. Gives off to his classmate, Jimmy Burchett. Burchett to Smith in the corner. Eli hands off to Strong. Strong being defended by Pemberton. Pretty good matchup there. Strong jump shot left elbow no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. He's got 3 of those already. Hands off to Spivey. Spivey drives the lane and draws a foul.
Gordonsville starting off just in a man-to-man defense so far. We saw some other things in Gordonsville as Coach Bibb threw a few junk defenses at Grant Strong early on. Tonight, he looks like he's just going to go mano-a-mano at this point.
Vaden called for the foul. Actually, Tyler Gregory called for the foul. Vaden on the floor, though, took a lot of harm himself during that play, bringing a bit of a
pause.
Didn't
see what happened.
No, I think he may have took a spivey elbow unintentionally to the nose or something.
Flat comes out of the ball game, Daniel.
Interesting. He may be the one that took the elbow. May have some blood. Clay County going to inbound easily. 2 points added for Keaton Arms. Eli Smith threw in the inbound and out, worked it right in to Keaton, who added the easy bucket. 6:15 mark, first quarter, Clay County up 4-0 early. Vaden with it, defended by Burchett, kicks it inside to a teammate. It's stolen by Eli Smith. Eli going to have a layup opportunity. Good
luck. Put her down.
Two more points for Eli Smith. And it's a 6-0 run to kick this thing off for Clay County. 6:03 mark, first quarter. Timeout taken by head coach Greg Bibb.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. 6:03 mark of this first quarter. Coach Watson, all Clay County early.
Yep, very good so far.
Tigers with the basketball. Vaden going to run the point. Works across the timeline. Jimmy Burchett picks him up. Passes off to Pemberton. Pemberton working against Spivey. Back now to Vaden. Swung around to Gregory at right wing. Smith guarding him. Clay County just so good defensively. Gregory with it, trying to drive against Smith, simply cannot do it. Hands off instead to Manor. Manor now to Pemberton, and I can't keep up. Pretty good ball movement by Gordonsville. A three-pointer, no good. By Vaden, rebound Grant Strong. Grant across the timeline, draws contact. No whistles blow, though. So the hoop goes strong, and they're going to say that a foul was called on the floor against Pemberton. Pemberton's first, Gordonsville second. Isaac Flatt re-enters. And going out is Will Dudney.
Flat, the leading scorer in the last contest. He had 14. Of course, no Tiger on the board yet tonight.
As we were mentioning, Gunner Silk not in action tonight. He's got his street clothes on over on the bench supporting his team. Took a spill in practice yesterday. Bit of a sore back. Just no need of risk in it. Like we said, Clay County locked into first place in the district. As Grant Strong misses a three-pointer there. Gordonsville back with the basketball. Manor right corner. Works inside the Flat. Flat spins, working against Burchett. Bit of a mismatch, and Flat scores.
That might have been a double dribble, but we'll let him get by with it, I guess.
6-2, the score. Clay County in front by 4.
Now you see Bibb go to a little zone look here, Daniel. Maybe a 1-2-2 look.
Burchett with it out top. I was just watching that zone work as you were talking about, Thomas. Foul called against Gordonsville. Strong did a power dribble baseline. Shot was no good, but Grant will go to the line to shoot two. Looking at some season totals on Strong. Fresh stats provided by assistant coach Andrew Metis. We see that Strong has 694 points on the season. Coming into tonight's contest, averaging about 32 a game. As a matter of fact, it's 31.5 a game he's averaging. He missed that first free throw, hits the second. Grant, listen to these free throw numbers. He's a 78% shooter. He's hit 171 of 218 attempts. Some guys go through a career and never attempt that many free throws. Tremendous how many times he's went to the line drawing contact.
Yeah, and we talked about it throughout this regular season, Daniel. It's the pressure he puts on the defense, you know. He'll cross two guys up, and there'll be three guarding him, and he elevates and gets fouled just like he did there. Or, you know, takes it to the hole the way he does, and Great scorers, that's what they do.
Foul called on Keaton Arms. We see Andrew Baden at the line shooting two free throws, misses the first. Hits the second, making it 7-3. Clay County up by four. Slow pace first quarter so far. 4:25 and ticking. Strong with it, looking back towards the bench to Coach Edwards, getting instruction. Dishes off to Merchant as the Dogs start to put the play into motion. Spivey out top, swings to Merchant right wing, now Strong in the corner. Gordon's will doing a pretty good job thus far, keeping a man close to Grant, as everybody does. Spivey, three-point attempt, left corner, no good. Rebound, Burchett. They say he stepped on the baseline. Tiger ball.
Calling the foul, didn't
he? Oh, really?
Yeah, he's called it.
Well, Jimmy's aggressive. I'll say that for him. I didn't see the foul, but we didn't have much of a vantage point.
And we weren't looking for it either.
Halfway through this first quarter, Clay County up by four, 7-3. Darrell Holt checking into the contest, running the point for Gordonsville. Three-pointer taken from left wing and hitting by Baden. Andrew Baden knocking down the triple. And all of a sudden, it's a one-point game, 7-6. 3:40 and ticking, first quarter. Eli Smith out top, swings to Burchett, right wing. Now Grant Strong, three-point attempt, no good from the right corner. Rebound by Pemberton. Pemberton to Holt. Holt playing with a full head of steam. Football fans will remember him as the tailback who helped break the hearts of Bulldog fans in the second round of the playoffs, marching the football down the field and late in the fourth quarter. Missed three-pointer there by Baden. And Thomas, that, you know what, as I was preparing myself for today's contest, I wasn't thinking about basketball. I was thinking about that football game, second round of the playoffs. Clay County playing their guts out down at Gordonsville, losing it 14-7, I think, the final. But what a great game it was. Another good installment coming up next year in that series.
Yeah, it was, Daniel, and you can't help but let that rivalry carry over to the hardwood here, just like you say. As Coach Bibb, he's content to stay in what it almost looks like a 3-2 matchup zone. They got three at the free throw line and then two on the baseline, and Grant Strong cutting back door, taking advantage there, and I think that was Burchett that found him.
Threaded the needle from the top of the key all the way down to right block to Strong, who laid it in for two. Good assist by the sophomore. 2:40 mark, first quarter, three-point game. Clay County 9, Gordonsville 6. Burchett doing a nice job defensively replacing Silk. Baden fires a three, though, over the top of him and hits it.
He's a good shooter.
Gordonsville now knocks it up, 9-9, Coach. 2:25 mark, first quarter.
It's Strong. Not to be unexpected. I mean, Baden's a good shooter, best I remember from the last game we played them.
I don't have classes on these Tiger players. I believe Gregory, I know Gregory and Holder seniors. I think Baden may be too, along with Platt. Upperclassman heavy team for head coach Greg Bibb. A turnover. Stolen by Isaac Platt. Platt ahead to Baden. Baden into the paint. Offensive foul going to be called. Nice job drawing the foul was Jimmy Burchett. Burchett setting up his feet quickly, taking the charge.
We talked about him as a reserve all season long. Jimmy Burchett stepping up here, getting the start, and responding.
We talked about it in the girls' game. Friday morning, they'll elect top teams out of the district. Folks, I can make an argument for Jimmy Burchett being the third team out of the district, even though he's not even a starter for us. But when you're 13-0 leading the district, that's to be expected.
Exactly.
Strong with it. Free throw line jumper. Just a little too short. Great looking shots, but just an inch too short. Keaton Arms with a steal coming the other way. Dishes off to Burchett. They work well together. Jimmy across the timeline. Playing quickly now. Gives up to Grant. Grant at left wing with it. Working against Pemberton. Give and go between Arms and Strong. What a play. Beautiful.
Beautiful give and go.
I hope you guys was watching the CCHS video feed and saw that. Strong to Arms. Arms immediately back to Strong. And Strong with a very athletic layup to add two more points. 11-9 the score. 1 minute left in this first quarter. And we've got a classic going. Two-point game. Clay County with the advantage. Flat with it. Left baseline for the Tigers. Defended by Arms. So Arms gives up a lot of height to him. But Arms thicker in the body than Flat. It's a good matchup to watch. Holt with it now. Right wing for the Tigers. Drives inside. Kicks out to Baden. He's got a hot hand. Fires a three. Missed it. After it hit the rim, went up and hit the structuring. And, a foul call. I thought they were Pemberton?
Got Pemberton pushing in the back of arms there, I think, in the paint, going for that rebound. He's coming to the bench, Daniel. That's his second here in the first quarter. He's the one tasked with tracking down Strong when they go man-to-man.
I'm watching Coach Bibb. He's up, starting to get it going here. The last time the teams met here in Sun, he had a technical foul assessed against him.
Yeah, he's a fiery coach. And, you know, he wants to be on the floor pretty much, Daniel. Never sits down over there, paces back and forth. Really does a good job for this program and, you know, made Gordonville pretty relevant here lately, even though, like I say, they've got had a tough year record-wise, but a solid team, as you can see here. You know, we're looking at a two-point game as the quarter's coming to a close.
10 seconds left. Grant Strong fires a three, top of the key, finds the mark. Nice way to finish the first quarter. Can Gordonsville get off a desperation three? They do not. That one did not get out of the hands of the Tiger prior to the buzzer. Clay County leads by 5, 14-9 at the end of 1.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 14-9. Grant Strong, 8 first quarter points. He scored the last 8 points for Clay County. What a run for him to get this lead, 5 points for Clay County.
Definitely so, Thomas. Certainly not a surprise after the stellar junior campaign. We've seen the guard put together for head coach Rob Edwards. 7:40 mark, 7:45 and ticking. Third quarter, flat, three-pointer no good. Flat, a post player, but he don't mind to step outside and fire it. Strong with it. A lot of contact, and they're going to say that it's a jump ball. One of the most questionable calls I've seen during our 10-game regular season broadcast.
Yeah, and it's made from the baseline, you know, the ref looking through.
It's like 3 fouls coming down the board.
But they're going to let him play tonight, apparently. Getting physical was Strong.
I was kind of studying Coach Edwards to see how he reacted to that. Never moved, just sat there and called in the next offensive play to his squad. Spivey, long two-pointer, no good. Rebound, Burchett. Jimmy Burchett working in the paint, keeping it alive. And a foul call. The home crowd that swelled pretty good in number tonight with no longer restrictions in place. Really applauding the sophomore's efforts. What a fine job that he's doing filling in for the injured Gunner Silk. And a technical foul being called against Bibb. Is that what I just saw?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he came close to sending him to the house.
Now the faithful who've assembled across the way here in Joe Sims Gym, even cheering louder now, they love seeing that.
Well, you kind of mentioned that it might happen, Daniel. And, you know, like I say, this is one of those tense games, no matter the records, no matter what it is, especially in the last few years. Coach Bibb taking exception with that call there, and I think maybe at this point he might have to sit down. I'm not sure how that works.
He's still standing. They're going to go chat with him, though. Coach Watson, how big a is that sometimes used as a motivating tactic for the players? Does a coach show his guys, hey, I've got your back, by getting on the official and getting that technical?
Well, no.
I mean,
at one time it was, but now, guys, it's costly. If you get that second, I think it's like maybe a $750 fine.
And ejection, right?
And ejection. And yeah. The school's not allowed to pay it. But, yeah, it was. You know, you could get three good ones in. And
Burchett hit one of two free throws for the foul. Now Grant Strong goes to the line to shoot free throws for the technical foul. He's hit the first. He'll have another one. 16-9 the score. Clay County in front by 7. Second one's away. And it was a verbal technical. Bill very much
now, but
controlled
he
with his body.
To sit down now. He's not supposed to stand back up.
Well, he's taking a seat now.
Yeah.
I don't know how much help he'll get controlling him from his assistant coach, Butch Agee. He's a great coach, but he's also a fiery, feisty guy. Clay County gets possession here after the technical. Yeah, I mean, Gordonsville's coaching staff as good as any in the district. You know, between Bibb and Agee running the show, we see Strong fire a three-pointer top of the key.
Didn't make contact.
The Tiger fans let him know by a few air ball chants. A long-standing tradition in Upper Cumberland. 17 and ticking. Second quarter, Clay County up by 8. Tigers with the ball. Gregory working inside. Picks up the dribble. Strong with good defense. Turns it away. Hands to Holt. Now flat at right elbow working against John Hamilton, who's checked in. Great job by Hamilton. And there was absolutely no contact made by Strong or Hamilton, who had flattened the trap. But nonetheless, Hamilton gets a foul.
That would nearly have been a
travel.
An intentional foul on him for bringing those elbows up and swinging them. You know, that's something now that the game is.
Tigers on the inbound. Gregory with it. Hands off to Holt. Holt keeps it alive. Almost went out of bounds. Eli Smith steals the dribbles behind the back. He's at the top of the key. Still keeps it alive somehow. Eli Smith with a fine display of ball handling there. Hands off to Strong. Strong to Bailey. That's Bryce. Now to Arms, who shoots the free throw range jumper. No good. Rebound by Holt. On the floor for Clay County, Grant Strong, Keaton Arms, Bryce Bailey, Eli Smith, and Jimmy Burgett. Baden with it. Drives inside. Jumper no good. A little short. Rebounded by Jimmy Burchett. Burchett taking it away from flat. Tyler Gregory standing in his way, refusing to move, but no fouls called there. And I know I'm saying that a lot tonight, but there's a lot of non-calls going on. But I do think it's consistent at both ends.
Yeah. You're right, Daniel. I mean, both teams kind of going at each other. And you know, I like it when they let them play, just to be honest with you.
I do, too. Smith the inbound. The ball had been knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. Bryce Bailey with it at the top of the key. Gives off to Strong. Grant with it. Driving against Lucas Holt. Six-foot jumper good.
What a move right there.
That's
crossed him
shot.
Up. Launched from 1 foot, Daniel, and knocked that jumper down. And, you know, we've seen them run Holt at him. They started Pemberton on him. Nobody can guard Frank Strong one-on-one here tonight.
Great body control, even when in the air. I used to be amazed at what Tyreek could do. Tyreek Key, once in the air, could do. Grant Strong, very similar. He can do so many things, almost hovering in the air. And like you said, that last one off of 1 foot. Just a pleasure to watch in the broadcast. Foul called against Eli Smith. That's going to be Clay County's fourth team foul. Thomas, we said Gordonsville will get away with some stuff. They've got 18 fouls called against them. Maybe we're just a little biased. Isaac Flatt with it, right wing. Works to Gregory. Gregory going to be called for the travel.
Gregory, another great athlete. We've talked about Holt on the football field. Of course, we know what Tyler Gregory did to us a time or two also, Daniel. So a very athletic team here for the Tigers on the floor.
And that's what blows me away, that they're 6-6 in this conference. Now, there's a lot of good teams in the conference. Don't get me wrong. The only teams they have not split with are Trousdale and Pickett. So, you know, they've split or beaten both the other squads. So, I don't know. Bailey with it. Fires a three for the Dogs. Left wing no good. Rebound by Holt. Spivey almost pulled it out of his hands. Could not come up with possession of it, though. Holt inside, shot up by number 20, Will Dudney. Shot was no good. Dudney's going to go to the line to shoot two. Eli Smith being called for the foul. Eli picks up his second personal. Clay County has five team fouls here at this point. 5:01 mark second quarter. It's 19-9. Clay County with a 10-point lead. Smith bleeding, and he's the one that had the foul called on him, so you don't see that much.
Of course, he's got to come out of the game.
Just like I did in the girls' game earlier, listeners, I want to apologize. Don't feel I've been on top of my game tonight with the play-by-play. Just for whatever reason, maybe it's a Tuesday night midweek, I don't know. But feel like I've been a little bit off tonight. Hopefully, we'll get back to full swing as we get into the postseason here on the Horizon Sports Network. This is the last regular season game we're calling. We will not carry the Easter Robertson game Friday night from Salina. However, we will call every Bulldog and Lady Bulldog postseason game all the way up to Murfreesboro, and they won't let us in down there.
No, they won't.
They're pretty greedy when it comes to their champion crown, those three final rounds. They like to have all the media coverage themselves for the most part. Grant Strong with it for Clay County. Sets up at left wing. Foul shots, one of one made by Gordonsville. As Strong adds two more, making it 21-10. Clay County in front by 11. 4:25 mark, second quarter. Much like the girls' game here, low scoring. Gordonsville trailing throughout, however, refusing to be put away early. Boys playing a little cleaner and better than the girls. Girls had a sloppy night tonight. Just a low scoring game so far for the boys.
They did. And another aspect of this, you see, Gunner Silk would normally be tracking Tyler Gregory at this point. Jimmy Burchett filling that role well as he's held Gregory scoreless so far. Probably the best pure player on this team.
I agree. Halfway through this second quarter, 11-point lead for the Dogs, 21-10. Gordonsville with it. Gregory with it at left wing. He's been well defended tonight. He's had a lot of trouble trying to get past Jimmy Burchett and others. Burchett now on the defense of him. He dishes up the flat. Flat working against arms. And flat scores. It took a great play to do it, though.
He was. Did a good job getting it up, getting it over the rim.
Had to double pump, work hard. Arms there just refusing to move. Keaton's a big guy. Flat's not going to be able to lean the body into him and move him the way he'd like to. Clay County with it. Strong left corner. Thinking about driving baseline. Dishes out instead to Bailey out top. Bryce to Jimmy Burchett. Burchett to Spivey. Jeff back out to Grant at the top of the key. He fires a long three. No good. Rebound by Gordonsville. Looks like number 10. No, it's not 10. 11. David Driver, who's checked into the contest. Foul going to be called on Burchett.
That's his third. I mean, he's making those afterthought fouls again.
Well, that's the one difference here.
He's got to be careful. I mean, he's
right.
A starter tonight.
Jimmy playing in his reserve role this year has been able to do that. But as you mentioned, Coach, tonight.
With limited playing time, you know, you've got to.
And honestly, timeout's taken here. Honestly, I don't know who we will see come in next. Of course, Bryce is done checked in. We've got him. Outside of that, Thomas, there's not a ton of depth. We've got, I think, 16 players on the rosters, 8 of them freshmen, who quite honestly are not ready for the big stage.
Yeah, and it's the guard position. You know, that's what you're looking at here. Probably depth-wise, Andrew Smith would be the next guard, and he is a freshman and very inexperienced, but you can see we've got a lot of hybrid guys. You know, Jeff Spivey and Bryce Bailey, those two can play out in the floor pretty well.
Right.
So I'd say that's what you'd see if Burchett couldn't be in there and Smith couldn't at the same time. You'd probably see Bryce Bailey kind of switch over to that number two, number three spot.
And we might see Hamilton come in and move Arms out on
arms
the floor.
Arms can guard out
the
floor, too.
He's very capable of moving out quick, but he can't listen to the basket and being very effective.
That's right. He's a sound ball handler. We don't think of him as being an outside shooter because, honestly, he's played with Spivey and Strong throughout his whole career. Pee-wee's, junior highs, no. He ain't had to be an outside shooter. You know, he's been able to work in the paint. 3:15 mark of this second quarter. We just stayed with you on our through that full timeout. 21-12 the score. Tyler Gregory at the line to shoot. We'll try to work in some series stat leaders from the Rob Edwards era as the game goes on against Gordonsville. Always try to do that. Gregory hit the first one there. Tyreek Key is the single game scoring leader against Gordonsville. Had 37 against him his senior year. Arms on the rebound as Gregory missed that second free throw. He works to Strong to Smith, Smith to Spivey in the left corner. Jeff dribbles back out up top, dishes off to Bryce Bailey. Bailey with it. Now Spivey, now Smith. Clay County just working the perimeter. A near turnover as Smith was almost too strong for Strong on the pass. Grant did come into possession of the basketball, though. He gives to Jeff Spivey. Jeff trying to feed Keaton Arms. Darrell Holt there to swap the ball away. Fortunately, Spivey picks
it
back
right
up.
Back to
he did.
They're still doing a great job in this matchup zone, whatever it is. 2-1, 2-1-2, 3-2, not sure what it is, but basically three guys up free throw level and then two covering each block, Daniel, and they're playing it well, and it's kind of throwing Clay County off their game.
That's where you see that athleticism of Gordon's. Well, they're able to pull it off. Strong with it, tries to drive right baseline. There's three guys within 6 feet of him. What a great job defending. Spivey fires a three, no good. Rebound. They're Holt. Holt with it across the timeline. It's 21-13. 8-point difference. No, and Flat adds two more, making a 6-point game. 21-15 now. Very similar to the girls' contest. Strong with it, right corner, drives baseline. He's cut off, spins the other way, shot up, no good. Smith tips it, no good. Rebound Gregory. Gregory ahead to Driver. Driver with a full head of steam, pulls up at left wing, kicks it to Flat out top. Now Tyler Gregory at left wing, defending Eli Smith. Lucas Holt, right wing. And it looks like, what are we working, Thomas? Man?
Yeah, pretty much. Just sagging off, giving Vlad and others outside shots.
Long two-pointer by Gregory. Mia Strong trying to rebound it. It was knocked away from him. My Tiger goes out of bounds. Spivey inbound for the Bulldogs.
Well, Clay County got this ball game out to an 11-point lead there midway through this second quarter, Daniel. Gordonsville on a 5-0 run right now to slice into it 1 minute before halftime.
Spivey with it out top, surveying the defense, letting his teammates get ready for this offensive set. Coach Edwards sent something in. Let's see what it is. Bailey, right wing. Strong, right corner. Back to Bailey. Bryce at right wing, defended by David Driver. Bailey back to Spivey. Jeff defended by Flat. Top of the key, gives to Bailey. Strong is posted up. 16-foot jumper, good. That's a great shot.
It is. A catch and shoot.
Left baseline shot, good by Strong. He's into double figures. Well past it, probably.
16 so far tonight, Daniel. Besides a free throw from Burchett, he scored all of Clay County's points here in the second quarter.
Wow. And had 8 of their 14 in the first. 20 seconds left in this first half of play. Gordonsville with the basketball. Let's see what they want to do to finish out the quarter. Holt with it out top, defended by Strong. Kicks over to Gregory, right wing. Down to 8 seconds. Ball now kicked to the high post area. Flat taking the long jumper, no good. Buzzer sounds. First half ends. It's been a slow-paced, methodical, low-scoring first two quarters, and it's Clay County leading by 8. 23-15. Stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where we've got a low-scoring ball game here at halftime at Joe Sims Gymnasium, where Clay County leads 23-15 over Gordonsville. They jumped out to a 14-9 lead at the end of the first quarter, and then outscored Gordonsville, if you want to call it that, 9-6 in an anemic second stanza, where only a total of 15 points were scored. For Gordonsville, Andrew Vaden has 7 points to lead the way. He scored them all in the first quarter. Kyler Gregory is being held to 1 point tonight. Isaac Flatt, 6 points in the post, and Will Dudney has one. For Clay County, Jimmy Burchett got the start tonight, playing good defense, but in some foul trouble with 3 at halftime, has 1 point. Keaton Arms, Eli Smith, and Jeff Spivey all have a bucket each with 2, and Grant Strong's leading the way. Halfway to his average, 16 points so far here in the first half. Again, Clay County leads 23-15 here at halftime in Salina. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Clay County leading this District 6A matchup, 23-15. 8 points the lead over Gordonsville here at halftime. Want to mention the Clay County High School cheerleaders, unfortunately, they had to miss much of this 2021 season. But now, thankfully, the cheerleaders, along with the fans, have been able to return here to Joe Sims Gym and other gyms across the Upper Cumberland area. The freshmen on the cheerleading squad, Allison Collins, Kelly Devanna, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. Sophomores, Teddy Burnett, Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, and Kenley Trobaugh. Juniors, Anna Ray Collins, Haley Kirk, Zoe Siever, and Tamara Smith. And seniors, Austin Weir and Maggie Weir. Stephen and Anna Chilwood, of course, the sponsors of the cheerleaders. And those girls got a lot of action back during football. And they do continue it now as we get closer to postseason time here in District 6A. Speaking of postseason, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the Clay County postseason. The boys, we know this. The boys are number one. And we know that they will be hosting a game here at Joe Sims Gym on Saturday.
Next Saturday.
February the 20th. We know that. They will be playing the winner of the matchup between the number four seed and the winner of the 5 and 8 seed game. I know that's a lot of winners, you know, but that's what it's going to be. So
one of two semifinals. They got the double bye. Be hosting the first action in the semifinal round. And, of course, the automatic advancement to the region tournament also comes along with that.
So I'll pretty much tell you who it's going to be. The 5th and 8th place teams are locked in. That's Gordonsville and Red Bull and Springs. Well, Gordonsville's going to beat Red Bull. We'll go ahead and call that one. That means that we're going to see
a rematch.
Jackson County and Gordonsville squaring off in the quarterfinal elimination game prior to us. We will play the winner of Jackson County and Gordonsville. And I'm here to tell you, folks, either one of those teams can beat the Bulldogs on any given night.
That's right.
It's not. And now, here's the good news. That semifinal game, just to clarify, is not an elimination game.
Right. Automatic bid to the region.
Exactly.
You lose it, you play for seeding, you'll be playing in a District 6A consolation game.
Sometimes this time of year, we start thinking about those strategic losses that people may take sometimes.
I've seen a few.
Yeah.
I've seen a few over the years here in this district. We were talking about the girls.
Yeah, there used to be a bunch of those.
Yeah. This year, Clay County and Pickett County likely going to meet in the district semis. One of those two teams will have to win their way in through the quarterfinal round. However, the winner of that game, the Clay County, Pickett County girls semi, will be in the district title game against presumably Clark Range. You want to get to that game, win it or lose it, because it puts you away from the Lady Buffaloes in the region tournament.
That's right.
And they're the only team right now, seemingly, who were flawless around. Anybody else can be beaten. And they can, too,
given
the right circumstances.
And if Pickett beats Gordonsville, which we expect them to do Thursday, that coin toss is going to be huge. It's going to put that semifinal game either here in Salina or in Burchtown.
That's worth 10 points right there.
That's
just
right.
At home court.
That's right.
Third quarter action underway here. Teams have switched into the floor. Gordonsville shooting at the hoop to our left. Clay County shooting at the hoop to our right. Pemberton with it. Left wing. Swings it around to Baden. Baden was hot early in the contest. He went cold, though. Has not hit a shot from distance in a while. Tyler Gregory out top. Gives to Manor. Manor uses a flat screen to work to his left. Kicks it back to Gregory. Gregory drives into the paint. Swings it out to Baden, who fires a three. No good. Rebound flat. Flat going to put it back up for two. It took him a moment, but he finally goes back to the hoop, making it a six-point game, 23-17.
Good, smart play by Arms then.
Yeah.
He knew he was beat.
Well, at that point, Flat had the ball held high. Spivey fires a three. No good rebound. Keaton Arms. Keaton going to put it back up for two.
Good rebound.
Yeah, sometimes defensively, you just got to know when it's time to just stand there, you know. Tigers with it. 25-17 the score, 8-point difference.
See a little change up here from Coach Edwards. You got Burchett on Manor to start. Looks like Smith tracking with Gregory as Manor drives to the hole for two.
Beats Merchant. That's 2 points from the left block. Jimmy across the timeline, has it at the top of the key, gives to Eli Smith. Smith with it, just letting things develop.
Also going, instead of Grant Strong with the ball in his hands, going to work him around the post, him and Keaton Arms, two-man game in the paint here to start this third quarter, Daniel. And Coach and I talked about it at the break. You know, this in this defense, well, his arms
jump
sticks
ball.
It in the iron
ball,
up there. Flat will take care of it.
Stays with us.
But what I was getting to, Coach Watson and I were talking about it, with this zone defense with those three at the top, taking away the Grant Strong drive. Coach Edwards recognizing that, getting him, trying to get him on the baseline free throw line exchange here in the second half.
Strong with it, top of the key, works to the right, long jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Manor. Big possession here for Gordonsville. 25-19 the score, six-point game. Can they draw closer? No, Keaton Arms is going to take it away from them. Keaton gives up to Spivey, and we see Spivey kind of running the point right now for Clay County. He kicks to Strong right wing. Strong drives, pivots, shoots, misses. Tries to tee up, and they're going to call, I think. Oh, okay. Gordons were going to be called for a foul. I thought Grant Strong was going to be called for the foul. Foul was called against White Pemberton, his third personal. First team foul for Gordonsville here in this second half. Smith on the inbound, works to Spivey. Spivey has it knocked away from him. Players go to the floor, jump ball called. Possession arrow in favor of Gordonsville. So Gordonsville with another opportunity. They trail by six. Once again, they have the ball, going to try to cut into the lead. You know, I remember a lot of Coach Edwards' games from the pre-Tyreek Key era, the pre-Grant Strong era. You know, we might score 50 points. That'd be a high-scoring game. And we're seeing that tonight. More of that defensive effort out of both squads, and you've chronicled very in-depth what's going on the floor. Just a good matchup between two very good head coaches.
It is, and we see Coach Bibb down there. He is having to remain seated the remainder of this game after picking up that tech in the first half. Another thing you talk about, defense from Clay County, the half-court defense are playing really well themselves in this man-to-man, doing well flat, leading the way with 8 points tonight. So no individual are hurting the Bulldogs right now.
Tigers on the inbound end up throwing it away.
Just an errant pass.
Almost went into the small Clay County High School student section that's assembled. They ran a discount for high school students today, $2 a ticket if they bought them during school hours. Unfortunately, don't look like a ton of guys took that opportunity. I'd love to see that field again over there. They've got out of the habit of coming when they were not allowed to. Spivey, three-point attempt, right corner, no good. Rebound Vaden for the Tigers. A travel not called against Gordonsville. Flat with it out top. They swing to Gregory. Now left wing. He drives inside. Dishes off to Pemberton. Shot up good. The basket's good. They're going to say he was fouled by Keaton Arms. So Gregory, no, Pemberton going to the line to shoot the and one opportunity. Pemberton playing with three fouls himself.
You can make this a one-possession game, Daniel, after Clay County got it out to double figures in the second quarter, and that's what it is, a three-point game.
25-22, black and gold lead by three. Grant Strong going to take care of things at the top, handling the ball right now. He works against Andrew Vaden. Platt sitting there at the high post, ready to pick up on Strong if he drives. Here comes the drive. Here comes Flat. Another screen. Double screen set. And a travel call to get Strong. And from up here, I can hear the rubber sneaker scooting across the hardwood of Rob Edwards' court. So I assume that was a good call.
Yeah, it was. And Strong admitted it there, pointing to his shoe, just like you said. Slipped out from under him when he tried to stop. You see Coach Edwards, just like you said, going with that double screen with Spivey and Arms to try to get Strong free. From those three guys at the top.
Manor with it out top. He gives to Pemberton and a foul call away from the ball. This one against Eli Smith by reading his body language at least, and it was. That's the third personal against Eli.
That's three on Burchett, right? Burchett picked up his third in the first half?
I remember saying that. We do not need to get those guards into foul trouble tonight with Gunnar Silk on the sideline. Tyler Gregory with an amazing play. He draws a foul. The basket's good. It's 25-24, and Tyler Gregory, the senior guard for the Tigers, at the line to try to knot this thing up. And as we talked about, this means a lot more to Gordonsville than it does to Clay County in terms of neither one of them can change their district standings, but a 6-6 team versus a 13-0 team in the conference, momentum for the Tigers if they can come out of here with a win. The free throw was missed by Gregory. Clay County leads by one, 25-24. Grant Strong with it, right corner, now right wing, goes through the leg, spins, shot up, no good. A great move to get the shot, but he could not connect on the points. Rebounded by Gordonsville. Tyler Gregory with it. He fires a three. Give it to him. Gordonsville takes their first lead of the contest deep in the third quarter here. 3:05 mark, and head coach Rob Edwards calls his first time out of the contest. 3 minutes left in the third. Gordonsville 27, Clay County 25.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Salina, where Gordonsville has outscored Clay County 12-2 to start the second half to claim their first lead in a long time, maybe the entire contest, Daniel. They're up 27-25. Tyler Gregory coming alive here with a three-pointer and an and-one opportunity just a second ago. He scored the last five.
Yeah, Clay County opened up on that 6-0 run to start the game, and I don't think Gordonsville has led until now in this contest. Clay County with the ball. Grant Strong left wing uses his spivey screen to work to the right, and Burchett called for the travel. The Lady Dogs were winners in the first game tonight. Clay County trying to remain perfect through District 6A play, 13-0 on the season in the conference, trying to finish it off tonight in what is their final league contest of the season. They do have one regular season game left. It's a non-conference game Friday night against East Robertson here at Joe Sims Gym. Tigers with the ball. Gregory with it. Hands off to Baden. Baden inside. Well defended. Shots up anyway. No good. Got his own rebound, and a foul's called against the Bulldog. Jimmy Burchett called for the foul. His fourth personal, and Coach Edwards is going to have no choice but to replace Burchett. Keaton Arms comes to the scores table to check in. Lob play on the inbound. John Hamilton disrupts it. He steals it. Gives it to Strong. Strong into the front court. All the way to the hoop. And it's good. A layup. A beauty. 2:15 and ticket. Third quarter. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Off Strong's hand on the inbound. Grant using that long wingspan to get a finger on the ball. And the fan base is starting to get a little chippy here. We've got the Gordonsville coaches fussing. We've got the Coach Edwards fussing.
Grant Strong would not be denied on that one there, Daniel. Just a great drive to the rim. Moved one way, faked the other, and laid it in with a finger roll. That's what we're going to have to see from a star player as Keaton Arms gets a hand on the ball.
Great hustle by Arms. However, he could not come up with the steal. Baden three-pointer, no good. Arms rebound, and Keaton Arms playing some big moments right here as a foul's going to be called against Gordonsville. The Gordonsville faithful were furious. They wanted a travel, but I'm here to tell you they would have been wrong if they got their call. This is the loudest I've heard Joe Sims Gym this year, and I love it.
Probably the loudest it's been since it's been Joe Sims Gym, Daniel. Postseason atmosphere right here is Gordonsville seeing some signs of life. Had a rough season. They're looking to knock off the number one.
27-27. We're knotted up. Minute and a half left in the third. I'm not giving the score much tonight. I'll try to do better. Arms with it. Kicks it over to Strong. He fires a three. No good. Rebound Vaden. Vaden with it for Gordonsville. He crosses the timeline. Wants to play quickly. Doesn't have help, though. Eli Smith cuts him away. He spins. Shoots the shot. Misses it. Rebound by Smith, who gets hammered. Whistles blow. They're going to say Gordonsville ball after Eli Smith was just kind of pushed to the ground. Very heated contest late here in the third quarter. 27-27 the score. Inbound play coming. Holt inbound for the Tigers. Has trouble finding a man. Finally gets it into Flat. Flat with it, about 15 feet from the hoop, working against Arms. Power dribble inside, shots up, good. That's just a good play.
Yeah, that's a good shot.
Isaac Flat with a nice bucket to put the Tigers back in front by two as we tick under 1 minute to play here in the third. Eli Smith, left wing, kicks to Spivey out top. Back to Smith. Starts to go baseline, kicks it across to Strong. Gregory's defending him.
And we're seeing what Coach Watson was talking about, Daniel, with the guards in foul trouble. You got two posts in there, Keaton Arms and John Hamilton.
Jump ball call. Spivey fired a three-pointer from the top of the key. Keaton Arms kept it alive as it started to go out. Strong and a Tiger simultaneously came into possession. The arrow was in favor of the Bulldogs. Eli Smith the inbound from beneath the Dogs' own hoop at the right side of the lane. 35.5 seconds to go, third quarter. Tigers up by two, 29-27. Strong with it on the inbound out top. They continue with this 3-2 zone out of Gordonsville. They're doing a good job with it. Strong now, left wing. Has two Tigers giving him attention. He works back to Spivey. Spivey working against Holt. Uses an arm screen to go to the left elbow where he picks up the dribble. Kicks it over to Smith in the right corner. Eli got a dribble back out top. 10 seconds now. Smith with it, puts the play into motion. 3 seconds, goes to Strong, left corner. He fires a three at the buzzer, no good. Third quarter ends. Gordonsville leads by two, 29-27. Don't miss the conclusion here in the fourth.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We're heading into the fourth quarter here at Joe Sims Gym. Clay County trails by two, 29-27 to Gordonsville. Daniel, the Tigers outscored the Bulldogs 14-4 in the third period.
Unprecedented for this dog team to be held to 4 points in a quarter, particularly while their opposition has 14. Holt with it for the Tigers to start the fourth quarter. He swings to Gregory. Gregory goes baseline, gets cut off by Smith and Spivey. Backs back out, fires a three, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Arms has been big on the boards tonight. Ahead to Strong, now Spivey. Jeff drives inside, foul going to be called against Tyler Gregory. That's only the third team foul against Gordonsville. Clay County with four team fouls themselves here in the second half. Foul was on the floor. Third personal against Gregory. Inbound the Arms, wide open. 2 points. How do you get that open? A turnover. Keaton Arms on the other end, forcing a ball handling error by the Tigers. Keaton Arms has been an emotional leader here during this second half of play, and he's done it through his fine play and hard work, Thomas. We've seen him sliding across Rob Edwards' court after loose balls, seen him crash in the boards.
And he scored half of Clay County's point in the third.
All two of them, the two that represent the half of their fours. Eli Smith to the right block. His shot blocked. Goes out of bounds. Call could have went either way. Could have been called a foul. Could have been called a clean block. Strong to inbound. Works into Keaton Arms. Arms swings to Smith at right wing. Eli gives to Grant Strong. Strong working against Holt. Flat steps out to help. Gorns will do a nice job. Defensively, I know we've talked about it. Thomas broke it down, talking about how they were using this 1-2-2, this 3-2, whatever you want to call it, to help contain the driving of Strong tonight. Clay County content to let some time tick as they look for a good shot. We're knotted up at 29. 6.5 minutes left in the contest. Strong with it, top of the key, working against Isaac Platt. He drives left side of the lane, dribbles off his foot. And it is Gordonsville ball.
Had to step right there. Flat doing a pretty good job, though, defensively, Daniel. And he saw the help coming. Strong trying to pull up to take the jumper instead of the drive. And the ball handling there came.
Full court pressure by the Dogs. An offensive foul called as Tyler Gregory runs over John Hamilton. What a job by the sophomore to get his feet set and take that contact.
He just kind of dived into it.
Gregory with four personal fouls is what I show. Scoreboard shows three. We'll have to see if it gets updated. I guess not. I was wrong. So Gregory with three. Pemberton also with three for Gordonsville.
Story of this game, though, guys. 6 minutes left in the entire ball game. Neither team reached the 30-point mark yet.
29-29. Smith with it, left wing gives to Strong. Strong in the left corner, thought about a three, decided better, now drives baseline, gets to the hoop, reverse layup, no good. Grant does draw the foul. One of the few times in the second half we've been able to get Grant all the way to the hoop on a drive. And you saw him go into the left corner and go baseline to do it.
Yeah, and that's where you have to attack this. With the three up top, you've got to attack it from the wing or the baseline, just like Strong did there, Daniel. Taking away any drive from the top of the key with this defense. You got to credit Coach Bill. This is a great job, and his players are bought into it. Apparently, they've either ran it all year or practiced it really hard for this game, one or the other.
Strong hit the first three free throw, and he also hits the second, putting Clay County back in front by two, 31-29. Holt fires a three. No good. Rebound Flat. Flat's put back good. Isaac Platt, a great player. I put him somewhere around 6'6", 6'5". Really good player on the post for the Tigers. And he's playing out top on this defensive zone scheme because of his length. Strong with it, right wing, working against Gregory. Holt there as well. They swing it to Arms, and as Coach Watson mentioned earlier, Arms actually stepping out and playing on the perimeter here a little bit because of his ball handling skills.
And he's having to with Jimmy Burchett on the bench and Gunner Silk not in the game, going with this two-post look with Hamilton and Arms down low.
Foul called against Gordonsville away from the ball. Number 20, Will Dudney, who's played pretty good minutes tonight, gets the foul. 15 foul for Gordonsville. 5:08 left in this contest, and it's tied at 31. Technical foul called against Gordonsville. Coach Bibb gets his second. Now, does that mean he will have to leave?
I believe that means he's got to leave the floor.
He's getting a little more before he does. He's in a verbal argument right now with the official. Calls for a timeout, gets it granted. So,
may not have been on Bibb. Could have been on on Butch.
It could have been. That's true.
Because I think if you get two, you're gone, Daniel. He didn't give the ejection signal.
That's true. Full timeout taken. We're going to play one ad, then come back early and reset things.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again.
That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, still in timeout. 5:08 left in the contest, 31-31. Grant Strong probably about to step to the line to shoot free throws. We think the technical foul was called against Gordonsville's assistant coach, Butch Agee, because Greg Bibb has not been asked to leave the floor.
Yeah, and the same official called both technicals here tonight, Daniel, and of course he's on this sideline all night, running up and down, and having the lessons going, and he just tossed.
Things getting ugly here as Bibb has been ejected from the contest, and we've got a Gordonsville fan coming to the sideline, shooting his mouth off, and he's really putting on a show. We need to make sure that things stay civil here. Law enforcement has stepped out. The fan's exiting under his own power. He's not going to have to be removed forcibly.
And it's Bibb that's having to go to the locker room, Daniel. Not AG. Bibb is being sent to the locker room.
Bibb has been sent to the locker room. We have multiple technical fouls called. I know of at least two going to be assessed, maybe three. We could see Strong shoot six continuous free throws here. And, guys, this is a 31-31 ball game.
Yeah.
At some point, you've got to control yourself and not self-destruct, hurt your team's chances.
Strong going to the line. He's perfect so far tonight. Actually, he missed one early. He's sitting there with 20, make it 21.
Let's see how many he shoots. There was a fan. The fan did not go onto the court. He contained himself. Stayed on the sideline, said his piece to the official, and he left. So the first technical foul free throws are gone. Strong's going to shoot a third one and a fourth one. He's hit all three so far. Fourth one's away. Okay. So Grant's 4-4 on this set. That's all the free throw shots. Clay County going to have the ball. They now have a four-point lead.
Yeah, pretty much two technicals, one on the fan, one on Coach Coach Bibb there, I guess. But not really. AG had another one before that. I think we got cheated for two free throws there, Daniel.
4-point lead for Clay County, 35-31. And a long three-footer taken and missed by Strong's Bobby. Keeps it up. And John Hamilton comes up with points.
John Hamilton on the rebound and stuck it back in.
Great team effort between Spivey and Hamilton to put Clay County up by 6, 37-31. The Clay County faithful can be heard across the way cheering on the Bulldogs. The Gordonsville fans silent right now as they've seen this game slip away. Can the Tigers come back into the contest? They trail by 6. Flat with an inside shot. Up's good. And now the Gordonsville fans come back to life. Quickly the other way. Grant Strong into the paint. 6-foot jumper. Good. It's just back and forth. The Tiger fans, the Bulldog fans, the teams on the floor. 39-33 the score. 6-point lead for Clay County. Gregory with it. Left wing. Kicks it to Holt at the top of the key. Holt slows things down a little. Under 4 minutes to play now. 3:55 and ticking. Isaac Flatt, right corner, working against Arms. Arms cannot cut him off. Flatt kicks over instead to Dudney. Dudney back out to Gregory. And a foul call against Eli Smith. That's Smith's fourth foul, if I'm not mistaken. We have Jimmy Burchett on the bench with four. That's his fourth.
Yep. You know, we talked about this lineup with Arms and Hamilton in there. If we ever had one, this is the big lineup for Coach Rob Edwards, and it's been playing out pretty well here in this fourth quarter. And Smith almost gets another steal in the turnover there, Daniel.
On the floor for Clay County, as Thomas just said, Keaton Arms and John Hamilton joining them. Grant Strong, Jeff Spivey, and Eli Smith. Holt's inbound for Gordonsville. He works it into Gregory. Gregory, 8-foot jumper short. No good. Flat with the rebound. His put back, good. 39-35, 4-point game. Strong with it, right wing, working against Holt. Going to back out. Gonna have to be cautious. He breaks the separation. Hold on, was close to a 5-second call. Strong gave it up to Spivey. Spivey with it out top, working against Baden, gives it to Smith. Now Clay County gets methodical here again, slowing it down, making sure good things happen on this possession.
Yeah, I think you see Coach Evers taking a little air out of the ball here, Daniel, with 3 minutes left to go and a four-point lead.
Strong with it. Goes right baseline. He's cut off. A foul call by on Flats. The Gordonsville fans don't like the call, and I understand why. Not a ton of contact. There was some. Strong going to go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. That's 9 team fouls against Gordonsville. The next one would send Clay County to the line to shoot 2 in the double bonus. Strong hits the front end here, earns the right to shoot the second. Jimmy Burchett coming back to the scorer's table with 4 fouls to check in for these last 3 minutes. He'll play until he picks up a 5th. Strong hits the second one as well, putting Clay County up 41-35. And what about the free throw shooting of Grant Strong here in this fourth quarter?
He's 8-for-8, Daniel, all the way up to 28 points on the night.
We need to
most
stop
of them.
One of these trips down the floor right now, guys. Extend this lead a little bit.
41-35 the score. Clay County up by 6. Strong's already claimed a new free throw leader title against Gordonsville. Keith Norris comes up with a steal. He's to the hoop, and it's in for Tremor.
Keith Norris. Good job. That's a big bucket.
What a play. He came out of nowhere, stole the pass. Matt Strong comes up with a steal at the other end, and a whistle was blown. The official that blew it points at another one and says, you're the one that blew it. Give us the call. And now a conference. I believe an inadvertent whistle is what just took place.
Yeah, and took away a Grant Strong dunk, pretty much. The breakaway there after the steal. Actually, I don't know. They're going to give the ball to Gordonsville?
I think they called it a kick ball. Can you kick it with your knee? Because one of them was pointed at the knee. Coach Edwards is saying let's move on from it and play ball. 2:25 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County up by 8. Gordonsville with it. Gregory in the paint. Shot up good. 6-point game, 43-37. Coach Edwards says slow it down a little. Grant comes across the timeline. Holt picks him up. Grant gets separation, gives it to Burchett. Now back to Strong. Strong beats Holt to the bucket. 6-foot jumper. No good. He was fouled, though. Grant goes to the line to shoot. Foul was on Dudney, his third personal. 10th team foul for Gordon.
Double bonus for us now.
2:02 left in the contest. Strong at the line. He hits that free throw. As I was mentioning earlier, prior to tonight's contest, as far as made free throws are concerned against Gordonsville, it was Tyreek Key leading the way with 11. Strong's got about 16 made ones so far. He misses that one. 12 made ones. So he is the new leader there. He hit 1 of 2 on that series. Baden to the hoop. He scores. Great play by Baden. Assistant coach Butch Agee, who's running the show for the Tigers on the bench right now, calls a timeout. Minute 52 left in the contest. 5-point game, 44-39 in favor of the Black and Gold.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollyLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
he got rid of him. We were discussing the technical fouls in the break there.
I thought there was a half a dozen of them called.
It was a wild series of events. I look forward to going back and listening to this broadcast to hear that moment again. Strong with it on them, throws it away. Tyler Gregory comes up with it for the Tigers. It's a five-point game. Tigers with possession here. Minute and a half left. Baden fires a three. No good. Rebound, Grant Straw. And a foul's going to be called against Pemberton. Good hustle by Grant to be the first to the ball.
Yeah.
He had sole possession. So rather than a jump ball being called, it was a foul. Big missed opportunity for the Tigers there. They could have cut it to a single possession contest, but now we have Grant Strong at the line to shoot two because double bonus for the Bulldogs. 45-39 the score. Clay County up by six as Strong hits that first free throw. On the floor for Clay County, Strong at the line. Jimmy Burchett, Keaton Arms, Eli Smith, and Jeff Spivey. Second one's away from Grant. It's good. Minute and a half left in the contest. 46-39. 7-point lead for the Bulldogs. Tigers with it. Baden, right wing, works against Spivey. He's in a trap now. Kicks it back to Holt. Holt goes baseline. Kicks it back to Baden, who fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Flat. Flat out to Gregory. His three-pointer. No good. Got stuck between the rim and the backboard.
You don't see it much. We've seen it twice here tonight. Arms did it earlier on this end. Gregory jamming it in on the other.
Minute 13 left in regulation. 7-point lead for the Black and Gold. They try to move to 21-2 on the year, 14-0 in District 6A play to wrap up a perfect conference season if they can hang on here. Towel on the floor now, cleaning up some moisture. 46-39. And this one has been a good one. Potentially, I tell you what's going to be a good one, is the matchup between Jackson County and Gordonsville in the district quarterfinal. That's going to be a good one. Burchett, coast to coast, foul hard, intentional foul called against Gordonsville's Baden. And I think it was more about momentum than it was ruthless intent, but I guarantee one thing it's done. It's brought the Gordonsville people to their feet and the Clay County fans again.
They had to know when the quarterback goes back to the inbound pass, I would look for a long pass.
Yeah, that's right. And as we were talking earlier, and this is just the truth, a little more personally meaningful to Keaton Arms and Jimmy Burchett because they were on the field in that second-round football game when they got beat by Gordonsville back in November. So you can bet they want a double helping of the Tigers tonight. Burchett at the line, shooting free throws from these intentional fouls. He missed the first, hit the second.
Ball at the point of the foul under the basket.
8-point ball game, guys. You know, if you think back right before those technicals, it was a tie ball game at the time when all that went down. Clay County got the separation on the Grant Strong free throws, and they've kind of held it ever since, and now they've got it out to eight as another timeout's called. Looks like a 30-second timeout here, Daniel, but what an atmosphere it's been here tonight. This is what we expect in a district title game or in a postseason contest, and you can see the emotion just boiling over here in Joseph Gym.
That's some old memories. We used to run that all the time. And throw the ball to a spot on the floor, go catch it and lay it up.
That
we
was a great play.
We didn't throw it to a player. We threw it to a spot.
We were in timeout there. I don't know if I ever officially said that. We just decided to stay on our way. Thomas, as you mentioned, it was tight. It was 31-31 when that came down. Since that time, Clay County has scored 16 points, six of them on those free throws. Gordonsville scored eight.
Right.
So, honestly, take those free throws away. They've outscored us 8-6 during that span without – oh, no, it'd be 10-8, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we would have outscored them 10-8. So, other than that, it's been close. And that's why I mentioned it earlier. I'm a fiery guy, too, but that's an instance where the emotions hurt this Tiger team.
Yeah.
You know, kind of took it out of their hands. 47-39, Strong in the line to shoot. First one's away good. He's hit about 16 of them now. Free throws, that is. Another one waiting for Grant. Minute 9 left in the contest. 48-39. Second one's away and also good. 10 points the difference. You start to feel now that this one may be done. But I don't want to speak too soon. Holt quickly the other way. Hands off to Baden. Baden in the paint. 8-foot jumper. No good. Rebound strong. Foul call. Jimmy Burchett fouls out from the body language I'm reading. Burchett has expired from the contest.
Yeah, you got to give credit to the young Jimmy Burchett getting the star hitter tonight and replace the senior Gunner Silk. And he answered the call, hadn't he,
yes,
Coach?
He did. Great job by Jimmy. Great job.
Finishing, just 2 points on the night, but it's been about his defense against Gregory and the other plays he's made tonight and just filling that role and looking like he belongs on the court out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gordonsville on the inbound to Flat. Stolen by Arms. Arms was such a great second half in this contest.
Yeah,
he don't show up on the points. I don't know how many he has. It ain't a lot, but he's done a tremendous amount for this Bulldog team. And we're under a minute to play. 45 seconds and ticking. Spivey right wing gives to Strong. And he slams it home to put the exclamation mark on this contest. 51-39. 30 seconds and ticking. As we see Baden driving to the hoop, his shot was good. Foul was on the floor against Spivey.
Probably that's Jeff's first foul tonight.
Yeah, there's been several of our broadcasts. Jeff's had to sit a lot early with multiple fouls.
Yeah.
Nice to see him.
He's a good, heady ball game. Now, his offense hadn't been there tonight, but it's been a good, heady ball game.
Strong rebounds. A missed free throw from the Tigers. And I believe Coach Agee conceding this thing. He's telling his guys to back up. 20 seconds and ticking, 10-point difference. Clay County got to finish the 2021 District 6 season a perfect 14-0. They are the number one seed. We're under 10 seconds here, and it couldn't have finished with a more exciting contest, a great game by Gordonsville, a great game plan executed by them, but they fall 10 points short to the mighty Bulldogs. 51-41 the final. Clay County winners by 10. We're going to play a few ads, come back, and do the Eco Panels wrap-up on the Farm Bureau post-game show.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Girls were victorious tonight, advancing their record up to 16-8, I believe it is, on the season. And the boys now 21-2. After winning tonight, final score 51-41, and it's been a good one. Let's talk about it here on the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, we going into this one, Coach, we talked about how the Bulldogs better be on their toes because this Gordonsville team's better than their record shows, and they proved that tonight. It was a tight ball game. Clay County left 14-9 at the end of the first quarter. They got up by 11 midway through the second, and then Gordonsville cut it to 8. 23-15 at halftime, but it was all about that third quarter. The Tigers outscored the Bulldogs 14-4, held them to 4 points in the third, and then actually tied this thing up, took a lead late in the third, and then tied it up, and we all know what happened with the technical fouls that gave Clay County the turn of the tides and pretty much won this game for them. It just a roller coaster, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah, and of course, we had that kind of, you know, ragtag lineup tonight because, you know, like I said, Gunter was out. We got Jimmy Burchett got in foul trouble. Eli Smith got in foul trouble. And we just kind of did. We had people out there playing in spots they hadn't played before. Like I said, we looked up once, and we had a double low post set, which we never had before, with Keaton and John.
That was good for us.
And then also we moved Keaton out on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But now Keaton did a tremendous job tonight on some rebounding, made some great passes. Well, all of the players did. It was just a great game by all of them.
And I think it was, you don't want to say a tight game like this is good, but
It was good.
It proved some things to Coach Edwards. It proved that he's got some guys that can play some different roles, didn't he, Coach?
Right, and it should show those guys. You know, I mean, a lot of times when you've got a player like Grant, you kind of tend to look at him to do too much sometimes.
Right.
And, of course, he's responded by doing too much sometimes, but now they've got to realize it's tournament time, and we've got to do our part.
Well, I'll tell you what else is good about it.
That's the turning point.
For these 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, they saw that the fifth-place team in this district can take them to the wire.
Yeah.
They can't ever overlook anybody. Not to say that they would, but sometimes a reality check, a good thing.
Right. So you're looking at a 31-31 score. It took 26 minutes of floor time before these teams broke the 30-point mark. And then after that, Clay County outscored Gordonsville 24-12 in the fourth quarter, guys, to put this one away and come away with this 10-point win. You know, it was the free throw line down the stretch. The big turn of the tides came on the ejection for Coach Bibb and the extra technical on Coach Agee. And, you know, it just went from there, guys. Grant Strong gave them that lead, and they expanded on it down the stretch.
Right. They played good heady ball when they got that six-point lead. I know a couple of times down we let them score and cut it to four. Then we got another six. We came down and got an interception, put it up to eight, and then we kind of gradually put her up to that 10-point lead and put it out of reach.
That's right. Signs of defensive effort. You got Isaac Flatt, who's probably the best true post player in this league, I would say, as far as moves inside, that kind of thing. You know, as far as a true post player. Yeah, we got Keaton Arms that plays well, but he can play anywhere. Quavis plays a little more outside, maybe. I'm talking about underneath the basket,
I agree,
back to the rim.
He's good.
Isaac Flatt's pretty good.
That takeaway or interception that Keaton made down here on their end of the floor and dribbled it that length of the floor and laid it up. Now, guys, that was a backbreaker.
It was a backbreaker. But that's the kind of thing that Arms can do. Flatt can't really do that. He plays underneath and led the way with 16 for Gordonsville. Andrew Vaden had a big first quarter, ended up with 12 tonight. Tyler Gregory held to 8 points. White Pemberton, 3, and Seth Manor had 2. For Clay County, Jimmy Burchett, John Hamilton, and Eli Smith all had 2 points. Add Jeff Bobby in there, all with just 2 points tonight. Keaton Arnes, we talked about the second half he had on the boards, finished with 8. It was all about Grant Strong tonight. Sometimes you got to get on your horse and ride him, and tonight Clay County did. 35 points.
Huge night for him. I'll tell you what we missed. Gunnar Silk's been scoring.
That's right.
16, 17, sometimes 20 points a game of late, and we did miss that scoring tonight.
Absolutely.
That has been the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes in Homeridge Springs. We're going to play one more quick promo, come back and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games here on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come.
Back here for the final time tonight on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County's boys moved to 21-2 on the season, 14-0, completing that perfect season of District 6A play. They've got one more Friday night against East Robinson here at home, but right now it's time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's matchups. First of all, on the girls' side, the girls' game was tough. It was sloppy. There was times when it was flat out ugly. We talked about that. We didn't hold any... didn't pull any punches when we were talking about our own girls playing. However, it was Katie Arms once again leading the way scoring. And it's not always about who was the leading scorer, but she had a special night, Thomas. 1,000-point scored on her career in that first half of play. And that, along with some other things that you'll talk about, a good reason why she's the TDS top performer for the girls.
Yeah, Katie Arms with a free throw midway through that second quarter. She past the 1,000-point mark. You know, Katie played with a lot of big scorers in her time. Didn't take a whole lot of shots her the last, her first 2 years,
right,
I guess. And then the last year, she was a big part of this team, but she's really grown from that this season and become the go-to girl.
Yeah.
She's the one that puts her head down and goes to the rim. She can get you a point when nobody else can. And she's a lot like Grant Strong on the girl's side.
Very similar.
She can take on three people and drive to the hoop and get the bucket to fall. Gets a lot of and-one attempts. We've talked about that. And she plays good defense. You know, when it comes down to having to guard the Monday twins, it's usually Katie Arms and Rachel Copas, the two seniors. And she's got a great all-around game. And I'm glad to see her get rewarded by going into that 1,000-point club alongside some of these all-time greats.
Yeah. She's the newest member of it and a fine one. 305 points this season coming into tonight's game. So essentially, you're looking at around 300 as a sophomore, probably went over 4 last year as a junior. Just a great 3 seasons because she did see limited time her freshman year. So a great job for Katie. On to boys action. TDS top performer, Thomas.
You got to go with Grant Strong, Daniel. Tonight, you know, we're sitting there. He had 16 first-half points, scored half of Clay County's points in the third, had 2 at that time. So ended up with 35 tonight, Daniel. It was 16 from 18, 4-18 from the line, 13 of 14 of those in the fourth quarter. Like I say, Grant Strong's free throw shooting put this game away from Clay County. And you talked about it. It was the difference. We go in, we miss half of those technical free throw shots, and, you know, it's a 2-point game. But you just got to give him credit. He's having a great junior campaign, making a case for Mr. Basketball. He should be a finalist.
If he's not. If he's not, I'd like to see who he is.
He's one of the 3 best players in single A, for sure. And tonight he proved that with surpassing his average of 35 points. We saw in the last few games down in the 20s. But we've also seen some guys emerge for Clay County. Gunner Silk and Jeff Spivey scoring double figures and that kind of thing. So it's good to know you can, like I said earlier, ride your horse, go back and rely on Grant Strong to get you 35 or 40 when you can. And Clay County needed that tonight to win this ball game.
They did. He does become the all-time leading free throw maker in a single contest against Gordonsville, and also third now in scoring. Tyreek Key with 37, Landon Woodcock with 36, and Grant Strong with 35. Tonight's TDS top performers were Katie Arms and Grant Strong, and they were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. The teams wrap up the regular season this coming Friday from Joe Sims Gym. We will not be carrying that contest. It's a non-conference game against East Robertson. We'll be back on air for boys and girls postseason starting here in the district tournament. We will know Friday morning what the girls' fate is. As we've said before, they'll either play on Wednesday the 17th or Friday. No, the date's wrong. I said the date wrong, didn't I?
It's the 17th.
Is it? Wednesday the 17th or Friday the 19th.
Yeah.
That's the girls. And
depending
the boys.
On the coin toss.
Yes. And we know the boys will be here at home on Saturday, February 20th, against the winner of probably going to be a Jackson County Gordonsville game. So a lot of good stuff ahead as we're getting down to the real meat of the basketball season. Until those postseason district tournament games, for Thomas Watson, Thomas Weaver, and Joe Sims, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.